ജയം ശുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയ ചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹർഷിയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം നിത്യലീല പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹർഷിയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യശീല ഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീ അദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരി ഗോവർദ്ധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ്പുരി ധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരി ധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സാമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗോ പ്രേമാനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ശ്രീ 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 ഗുരുവൻ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറിയസ് ശ്രീശീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമാം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമി നിതിനാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവേ ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനമാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷകൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാ നാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫല സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമന തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യദോന്വയാദിതരദസ് ചാത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയാ തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാമ്നാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മ പ്രോജ്ജിത കൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാ വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം മാപരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തൽക്ഷണാൽ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗളിതം ഫലം ശുഗമുഖാദമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോ രസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാഃ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നമഃ യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം അനുഭേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈപായനോ വിരഹകാതരമാജ്ജുഹാവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മയതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിമാനദോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപം അതിതിതീർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതീം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണുക്കൊണിതാതൃദാനനിന്ദോ മമ വാചി വിജൃംഭദാം മുരാരേ മധുരീം ന കണികാവി കാവികാവി നമാവും വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലെ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിൻ ഹിരിനാമിനേ നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതീ ദേവിൻ
ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമൽഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദഭ്യം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശാസാം ഹരികഥോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദിഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദപരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദകീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായമതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വദാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം പൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഓം പാർത്ഥായ പ്രതിബോധിതാം ഭഗവതാം നാരായണേന സ്വയം വ്യാസേന ഗ്രഥിതാം പുരാണ മുനിനാം മധ്യേ മഹാഭാരതം അദ്വൈതാമൃതവർഷിണീ ഭഗവതിം അഷ്ടാദശാധ്യായിനീം അംബത്വാമനുസന്ധദാമി ഭഗവത്ഗീതേ ഭവദ്വേഷിണീ നമോസ്തു തേ വ്യാസവിശാലബുദ്ധേ പുല്ലാരവിന്ദായതപത്രനേത്ര യേന ത്വയാ ഭാരതതൈലപൂർണ പ്രജ്വാലിതോ ജ്ഞാനമയ പ്രദീപ പ്രപന്ന പാരിജാതായ തോത്രവേത്രൈകപാണയേ ജ്ഞാനമുദ്രായ കൃഷ്ണായ ഗീതാമൃതദുഹേ നമഃ സർവോപനിഷദോ ഗാവോ ദുഗ്ധാ ഗോപാലനന്ദന പാർത്ഥോ വത്സസുധീർഭോക്ത ദുഗ്ധം ഗീതാമൃതം മഹത് വസുദേവസുതം ദേവം കംസചാണൂരമർദനം ദേവകീ പരമാനന്ദം കൃഷ്ണം വന്ദേ ജഗദ്ഗുരും ഭീഷ്മദ്രോണതട ജയദ്രഥജല ഗാന്ധാരനീലോൽപല ശല്യഗ്രാഹവതീ കൃപേണ മഹനീ കർണേന വേലാകുല അശ്വത്ഥാമാവികർണഘോരമകര ദുര്യോധനാവർത്തിനി സോത്തീർണ ഖലു പാണ്ഡവൈരണനദീ കൈവർത്തക കേശവാം പാരാശര്യവജ സരോജമലം ഗീതാർത്ഥഗന്ധോൽക്കടം നാനാഖ്യാനകകേസരം ഹരികഥാ സംബോധനാബോധിതം ലോകൈ സജ്ജനഷൽപദൈരഹരഃ പേപീയമാനം മുദാ ഭൂയാത് ഭാരത പങ്കജ കലിമല പ്രധ്വംസിന ശ്രേയസേ മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം യം ബ്രഹ്മാ വരുണേന്ദ്ര രുദ്രമരുദസ്ത്വന്വന്തി ദിവ്യൈസ്തവൈ വേദൈർ സംഗപദൈർ ക്രമോപനിഷദൈർ ഗായന്തി യം സമഗാഃ ധ്യാനാവസ്ഥിത തദ്ഗതേന മനസാ പശ്യന്തി യം യോഗിനോ യസ്യാന്തം ന വിദുസുരാ സുരഗണൈ ദേവായ തസ്മൈ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ
Start with this chapter which we were talking last time, Akasura Moksha, Akasura's liberation, 12th chapter. Probably we have read that, we'll read through that once again and then we'll continue. Dashamaska, 10th canto, chapter 12. Shri Shuka Vacha Kojit Vinashaya Manodhadat Brajan Pradasamuthaya Vayasya Valsavan പ്രബോധയ ശങ്കരവേണചാരുണ വിനിർഗതോ വത്സപുരസരോ ഹരി തേനൈവ സാഹം മൃദുഗാ സഹസ്രശ സ്നിഗ്ധാ സുശിഗ്വേത്ര വിഷാണവേണവ സ്വാൻ സ്വാൻ സഹസ്രോപരി സംഖ്യയാൻവിതാൻ വത്സാൻ പുരസ്കൃത്യ വിനിജയുർമുദാ കൃഷ്ണവത്സേര സംഖ്യാതേര്യുധീകൃത്യ സ്വവത്സകാൻ ചാരയന്തോർഭലീലാഭിർബിജക്രൂസ്തത്ര തത്രഹാം ഫലപ്രവാളസ്തപകസ്മന പിഞ്ചദാധുബി കാചകുഞ്ചാമണി സ്വർണഭൂഷിതാമപ്യഭൂഷയൻ മുഷ്ണന്തോ അന്യോന്യശിഖ്യാതി ജ്ഞാത ആരാച്ച ചിക്ഷിപു തത്രത്യാശ പുനർദൂര അസന്തശ്ച പുനർദ്ധതൂം ഇതി ദൂരം ഗത കൃഷ്ണോ വനശോഭേക്ഷണായതം അഹംപൂർവം അഹംപൂർവം ഇതി സംസ്പൃശ്യരേമിരേ കേചിദ്വേൻവാദയന്തോത്മാന്തശൃംഗാണി കേചന കേചിദ്ഭൃംഗൈ പ്രകായന്ത കൂചന്ത കോകിലൈ പരേ വിച്ഛാ വിപ്രദാവന്തോ ഗച്ഛന്ത സാധുഹം സഗൈ ഭഗൈ ഉപവിശന്തശ്ച നൃത്യന്തശ്ച കലാഭിഭി വികർഷന്ത ഈശവാല ആരോഹന്തശ്ച നേർദ്രുമാൻ വികുർവന്തശ്ച തൈർ സാഗം പ്ലവന്തശ്ച വലാശിഷു സാഗം ഭേഗൈർവിലംഘന്ത സരി പ്രസ്രവസംപ്ലുത വിഹസന്ത പ്രതിച്ഛായ ശവന്തശ്ച പ്രതിസ്വനാൻ ഇത്ഥം സദാം ബ്രഹ്മസുഖാനുഭൂത്യാം ദാസ്യം ഗതാനാം പരദൈവദേന മായാശ്രിതാനാം മരധാരകേണ സാഗം വിജഹ്രു കൃതപുണ്യപുഞ്ജാഃ യൽപാദപാംസുർബഹുജന്മകൃച്ഛ്രതോ ധൃതാത്മഭിർയോഗിഭിരഭ്യലഭ്യ സ എവ യദൃഗ്വിഷയ സ്വയം സ്ഥിത കിം വർണ്യതേ ദൃഷ്ടമതോ വ്രജൗകസാം അഥാഘനാമാഭ്യപതൻ മഹാസുര തേഷാം സ്വക്രീഡന വീക്ഷണാക്ഷമ നിത്യം ജീവിതേപ്സുഭി പീതാമൃതൈ അപ്യമരൈ പ്രതീക്ഷ്യതേ ദൃഷ്ടാർഭകാൻ കൃഷ്ണമുഖാൻ അഹാസുര കംസാനുശിഷ്ടസ്യ ഭഗീ ഭഗാനുജാം അയം തു മേ സോദരനാശകൃത്തയോ ദ്വയോർമൈനം സബലം ഹനിഷ്യേ ഏതേ യദാ മത്സുഹൃതോസ്തി ലാഭാം കൃതാസ്തദാ നഷ്ടസമാ പ്രജൗഗസ പ്രാണേകതേ വർഷ്മസുഖാനുചിന്ത പ്രജാസവ പ്രാണപ്രദോ ഹിയേതേ ഇതി വ്യവസ്യാചകരം ബൃഹദ്വപു സ യോജനായ മഹാദ്രിപീവരം ധൃത്വാത്ഭുതം വ്യാതഗുഹാനനം തദാ പതിപ്യശേതഗ്രസനാശയാ ഖല ധരാധരോഷ്ടോ ജലദോത്തരോഷ്ടോ ദര്യാനനാന്തോ ഗിരിശൃംഗദംഷ്ട്രാ ധ്വാന്താന്തരാസോ വിദദാ ധ്വജിഹ്വ പരുഷാനിലശ്വാസവദേഷ്ണോഷ്ണാ ദൃഷ്ട്വാതം താദൃശം സർവേ മത്വാ വൃന്ദാവനശ്രീയം വ്യാതാജഗരതുണ്ടേന ഉൽപ്രേക്ഷന്തേ സ്മലീലയാ അഹോ മിത്രാണി ഗത സത്വകൂടം പുരസ്ഥിതം അസ്മം സംഗ്രസനം വ്യാതവ്യാളതുണ്ടായതേനവാം സത്യമർക്കകരാരക്തമുത്തരാഹനുവദ്ഘനം അതരാഹനുവദ്രോത തൽപ്രതിച്ഛായാരുണം പ്രതിസ്പർദ്ധേ സൃക്കേഭ്യം സവ്യാ സവ്യേന ഗോദരേ തുംഗശൃംഗാലയോപ്യത തദ്ദംഷ്ടാവിശ്യപശ്യതാം ആശ്രിതായാമമാർഗോയം രസനാം പ്രതികർച്ചതി ഏഷാമന്തർഗതം ധ്വാന്തം ഏതദപ്യന്തരാനനം ദാവോഷ്ണഖരവാദോയം ശ്വാസവദ്ഭാതി പശ്യത തദ്ദഗ്ധസത്വദുർഗന്ധോപ്യന്തരാമിഷഗന്ധവൽ അസ്മാൻ കിമത്ര ഗ്രസിതാനിവിഷ്ട നയം തഥാ ചേദ്ഭഗവത് വിനംക്ഷതി ക്ഷണാദനേനേതി ഭഗാരി ഷൺമുഖം വീക്ഷ്യോദ്ധസന്ധക്കരതാടതൈര്യയു ഇത്ഥം വിദോ തഥ്യമദഞ്ച ഭാഷിതം അജ്ഞഭാഷിതം ശ്രുത്വാ വിചിന്തേത്യമൃതാ അമൃഷാ മൃഷായതേ രക്ഷോ വിദിത്വാ അഖിലഭൂതഹൃൽസ്ഥിത സ്വാനാം നിരോദ്ധം ഭഗവാൻ മനോധതേ താവത് പ്രവിഷ്ടസ്ഥ സുരോദരാന്തരം പരന്നകീർണാശിശവാസവത്സ പ്രതീക്ഷമാണേന ഭഗാരിവേശനം ഹതസ്വകാന്തസ്മരണേന രക്ഷസ താൻ വീക്ഷ്യ കൃഷ്ണ സകലാഭയപ്രദോ അനന്യനാഥാൻ സുകരാദവച്യുതാൻ ദീനാംശ മൃത്യോർജടരാഗ്നിഘാസാൻ ഘൃണാർദ്ദിതോ ദൃഷ്ടകൃതേന വിസ്മിത കൃത്യം കിമത്രാസ്യ ഖലസ്യ ജീവനം നവാ അമീഷാം ച സദാം വിഹിംസനം ദ്വയം കഥം സ്യാദി സംവിചിന്ത്യത ജ്ഞാത്വാ വിശത്തുണ്ണമശേഷദൃഗ്ഹരി ദധാഗനച്ഛദാധേവ ഭയാദാഹേരി ചുക്രുഷു ജഹൃഷു ജേ ച കംസാദ്യാം കൗണവാ സുഖബാന്ധവാം തച്ഛ്രുത്വാ ഭഗവാൻ കൃഷ്ണസ്ത്വവ്യയ സർഭവത്സകം ചൂർണീചികീഷോരാത്മാനം തരസാവവൃധേഗളേ തദോദിഗായസ്യ നിരുദ്ധമാർഗിണോ ഉദ്ഗീർണദൃഷ്ടേർഭൂമതസ്ഥിതസ്തുതസ്തത പൂർണോന്തരംഗേ പവനോ നിരുദ്ധോ മൂർധന്മി നിഷ്പാഠ്യമിനിർഗതോ ഹരി തേനൈവ സർവേഷു ബഹിർഗതേഷു പ്രാണേഷു വത്സാൻ സുഹൃതപരേതാൻ ദൃഷ്ട്യാസോ യോഥാപ്യ തദന്വിതപ്പാൻ വക്ത്രാ മുകുന്ദോ ഭഗവാൻ വിനിര്യയോ പീനാഹി ഭോഗോതിതമത്ഭുതം മഹർജ്യോതിസ്വധാംനാ ജലയദ്ദിശോ ദശ പ്രതീക്ഷകേ വസ്തിതമീശ നിർഗമം വിവേശതസ്മിൻ ഷദാം ദിവൗകസാം തതോതിഹൃഷ്ടാ സുഹൃതോർഹൃദാർഹണം പുഷ്പൈസുര അപ്സരസശ്ച നർത്തനൈ
ഗീതൈ സുഗാവാദ്യധരാശവാദ്യകൈ സ്തവൈശ്ച വിപ്രാജയനിസ്വനീർഗനാഹ തദ്ഭുത സ്തോത്ര സുവാദ്യ ഗീതികാ ജയാദി നൈകോത്സവമംഗലസ്വനാൻ ശ്രുത്വാ സദാംനോന്തി ച ആഗതോ ചിരാൽ ദൃഷ്ട്വാ മഹീശസ്യ ജഗാമ വിസ്മയം രാജന്നാചകരം ചർമ്മ ശുഷ്കം വൃന്ദാവനേദ്ഭുതം പ്രചോകസാംബുദിതം ബഭൂവാ ക്രീഡഗഹ്വരം ഏതത് കൗമാരജം കർമ്മ ഹരേ ആത്മാഹി മോക്ഷണം മൃത്യോ പൗഗണ്ഡകേ ബാല ദൃഷ്ടോ ചൂർവിസ്മിതാവ്രജേ നൈതദ്വിചിത്രം മനുജാർഭമായിന പരാവരാണാം പരമസ്യ വേധസാ അഘോവയൽ സ്പർശനധൗതപാതക പ്രാപാത്മസാമ്യം ത്വസദാം സുദുർലഭം സകൃദ്യതംഗപ്രതിമാന്തരാഹിത മനോമയീ ഭാഗവതീം ദദൌ ഗതിം സ ഏവ നിത്യാത്മസുഖാനുഭൂത്യപി വ്യുതസ്തമായോ അന്തർഗതോ ഹി കിം പുനാം സൂത ഉവാചാം ഇത്തം ദ്വിജാ യാദവ ദേവദത്ത ശ്രുത്വാ സ്വരാദുശ്ചരിതം വിചിത്രം പപ്രച്ഛ ഭൂയോപി തദേവ പുണ്യം വൈയാസകിം യന്നിഗൃഹീത ചേതാഹ രാജോവാച ബ്രഹ്മൻ കാലാന്തരകൃതം തത്കാലീനം കഥം ഭവേൽ യൽ കൗമാരേ ഹരികൃതം ജഗു പൗഗണ്ഡഗേർഭകാഹ തദ്ബ്രൂഹി മേ മഹായോഗിൻ പരം കൗതൂഹലം ഗുരോ നുതമേതദ്ധരേരേവ മായാ ഭവതി നാന്യഥാം വയം ധന്യതമാലോകേ ഗുരോപി ക്ഷത്രബന്ധവ യൽ പിവാമോ മുഹുസ്ത്വത്ത പുണ്യം കൃഷ്ണകഥാമൃതം സൂത ഉവാച ഇത്തം സ്മ പൃഷ്ട സദുപാദരായണി സൽസ്മാരിതാനന്ദഹൃദാഖിലേന്ദ്രിയ കൃച്ഛാ പുനർലബ്ധ ബഹിർദൃശിഷ്യനൈ പ്രത്യാഹതം ഭാഗവതോത്തമോത്തമ ഇതി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാപുരാണേ ദശമസ്കന്ധേ പൂർവാർദ്ധേ ദ്വാദശോധ്യായ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ ഇന്ദി ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതം ഇൻ കൃഷ്ണസ് ചൈൽഡ്ഹുഡ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ് ദിസ് അഘാസുര മോക്ഷം ഈസ് എൻ ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈം വൈ ഈസ് ഇറ്റ് സോ ഇമ്പോർട്ടന്റ് ബിക്കോസ് ശ്രീ ശുക ബ്രഹ്മർഷി മെൻഷൻസ് ദയർ പപ്രച്ഛ സുതഗോസ്വാമി സേസ് ദറ്റ് പപ്രച്ഛ ഭൂയോപി തദേവ പുണ്യം വയാസകിം യന് ഗൃഹീത ചേതാഹ വൈ ഈസ് ദിസ് വൈ ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് they felt the need to glorify this Aghasura Moksham so much, mainly because we mentioned before that Aghasura had a desire to take Krishna inside, and that desire was sufficient. Just being having a desire inside to have Krishna inside happened to Aghasura, and it had its benefit. So although Akasura's intentions were bad, but because Krishna did not take it that way, Krishna thought, he wants me. That is Krishna's attitude. Krishna didn't think in the wrong way. Akasura thought it in the wrong way. Somehow he wanted to kill Krishna. He was sent there by Kamsa. But because he wanted Krishna, Krishna says, he wants me. I am willing to go to him. So that is why when they went there, they saw this huge cave like. Akasura was lying there with open mouth, and all the cowherd boys walked inside and they were talking to each other. Is this a cave or is this a huge snake lying there, python with its open mouth? In this way they were talking about it. But at the same time, there was some bad smell coming from there, and they were looking at the different teeth of the snake, and they were mentioning there that maybe it is a snake, but they said that if you look at there, you will see in the 24th verse, it says that asman kimatra grasida anivishta nayam dada chet bhagavad vinangshadi kshanadaneni edi bagarishan mukham vikshodasandakaradadanairiyum. That even if it's a snake, what does it matter? The cowherd boys are talking to each other. Bhagavad Vinangshari, that he will get destroyed like Bhagasura. Bhagasura and Putana are the brother and sister of Akha. So they had the total faith in Krishna, the cowherd boys. They knew that Krishna will kill him if he tries to create trouble for them. So, and they also mentioned about Bagasura. Look, remember that bird, Baga, how he tried to kill Krishna and what happened to him? Krishna pulled apart his two beaks and then he was killed. So, similarly, if it is a snake, he will be killed. And so, what does it indicate to us is that this courage what the cowherd boys had, we don't have it. Cowherd boys had total faith in Krishna, that whatever may be the danger waiting, one can walk into that danger without any fear if one has that faith in Krishna. Akasura had, the cowherd boys had that faith, and therefore they never felt frightened about Akasura. And if we have the similar faith like the cowherd boys had, even if there is any danger in this world, any kind of danger, it wouldn't be a problem. It wouldn't be a problem. And all the children were inside, and that time Krishna thought like this, that we can't let them go like this. What to do about this? Krishna thought for a while, and then if the devotees are in danger, Krishna's nature is to walk into the danger. Krishna's nature is to walk into the danger. This you can see throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, and that is Krishna's nature. You can see when Parikshit Maharaj was being killed by the Brahmastram from the Ashwathama, at that time Krishna also got into the womb to protect Parikshit in that way. So, when devotees get into danger, Krishna likes it. We mentioned this story about Vilamangalam. Atyashrami, who wrote this commentary on Bhagavatam called Krishnapadi, he was ill and he had, due to some previous prarabdham, Atyashrami had to suffer heavily at the end of his life. The whole body was attacked with leprosy. And in the body there were loads of worms. And he was sitting underneath the tree right outside the temple in Trichambaram. So Vilamangalam goes there. Vilamangalam, when he got there, great devotees, when they walk into the temple, when they look into the deity room, they know whether Krishna is there or not. We don't have that vision. We only see the stone. We see it as the stone. But personalities like Vilamangalam, there are many instances. Vilamangalam walks into the temple, and when he looks inside the deity room, sometimes he doesn't see Krishna and he looks for Krishna elsewhere. So this is what has happened. Vilamangalam goes inside. He couldn't find Krishna there. So Vilamangalam thought that some devotees might have called him and he might have gone with him. So normally Vilamangalam is aware of Krishna's nature. When somebody offered some nice sweets or nice prasadam, Krishna will go with them, with the devotees. So so Vilamangalam was thinking about Krishna in this way, and he was circumambulating the deity room outside, and it was at that time the he came out of the temple and he was walking away. At that time there were some of his disciples with him. These disciples told him that please hold an umbrella. Sannyasis have an older type umbrella to hold while they were walking, because they walk so long distances. The reason being that the disciples noticed that there is a tree which was about 100 meters away from the temple exit, and underneath the tree there was a person who was very, very ill, lying there with leprosy. Sannyasis are not allowed to see people who are very ill. That is the custom. Sannyasis don't see the people who are very, very ill. So Swamiji, our Vilamangala Swamiji, he held the umbrella in such a way that he doesn't have to look into that side. So at that time, somebody clapped from like this, from the tree side. Somebody was clapping from there. Vilamangalam looked there. He saw there who was clapping this. He suddenly looked and he saw Atyashrami was lying there. Atyashrami story I have mentioned in the last time. So Atyashrami was lying there and Krishna is sitting next to him, and with a leaf Krishna is taking away all the worms from Atyashrami's body. Atyashrami, who is very ill with leprosy and full of worms on the body, and from the tree the fruits were falling on Atyashrami's body and it was feeling a lot of pain for him. Krishna sitting next to him, and with a leaf or a stick he was taking out all the worms from Atyashrami's body. So Krishna is there with the devotee. Krishna is there with the devotee. This is Krishna's nature. But because it is like that, now the point, important point. Because it's like that, when we are in difficulty, we shouldn't say Krishna to come. We don't have to say to Krishna to come. So, because if you tell him to come, he won't come. This is Krishna's nature. This is Krishna's nature. Krishna has such a independent way of doing things that that never listens to anybody, does what he wants to do. Therefore, if you request him, he may not come. But sometimes he will go to shelter, to give shelter to the devotee. Yashoda Devi had this experience. When Krishna was a very little boy, Yashoda Devi used to massage Krishna's body with oil. So while massaging the body, Krishna used to wear a kaupinam only. Only a kaupinam. So when Yashoda Devi start massaging, Krishna takes away the kaupinam and throw it away. Yashoda Devi says to Krishna that it is not good to walk around without any covering. So Krishna says, I can't bear that kaupinam, he says. He throw it away. So whatever Yashoda Devi tells Krishna, Krishna does exactly the opposite. This was the relationship between Krishna and Yashoda. So, this is Krishna's nature. From the childhood, whatever you want him to do, he won't do it. He will do what he wants to do. This nature. So our Vilumangalam saw Krishna there sitting and doing this. Disciples could not see that. Disciples only saw Atyashrami sitting there, Atyashrami lying there underneath the tree. So they say to Vilumangalam, don't go there. But who has clapped the hands? Krishna has clapped the hands. So naturally Vilumangalam had to go there. Krishna is sitting there. Krishna was going there. So highly sick that person. Atyashrami was very sick also. But he couldn't, when Vilumangalam walked in there, Krishna says to Vilumangalam, I am busy here with Atyashrami's problem. And you can come and see me later, says to Vilumangalam, and tell him to go. And Krishna was only telling Vilumangalam, I am busy here with Atyashrami, come back later to see me. And Vilumangalam moved away as Krishna has told him. So you can see that in this Akasura story also, that Akasura opened his mouth and lying there. Krishna's devotees have already walked in, the cowherd boys, they are already inside. And they are in danger, knowing very well that Krishna got inside. That is why, you will see this word, it means a lot actually. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati uses in English this word, transcendental autocrat, isn't it, about Krishna. What does that mean? This is this autocratic nature of Krishna. Totally independent, swarad, it says in the Bhagavadam, is it not? Artesh abhijna swarad, that independence in Krishna, you will not be able to understand that. That is why it's called, is a transcendental autocrat. As soon as Krishna got inside Akasura, he closed the mouth. Akasura closed the mouth, and by now, when he closed the mouth, some children who were already inside, they felt suffocation, and they started dropping off. And due to the power of the poison inside, some people could not breathe, and some people started struggling inside, with unable to survive that atmosphere inside, and they did not know where they are, and some people are dropping down, and when they saw that, you will see there, what was Krishna's mood? Sugara davachudan, tanvichya Krishna sagala bhaya prado, Ananyanathan Sugaradavachudan. That Krishna saw all these things. Sugaradavachudan. My devotees are in serious danger. Krishna got inside. And what can be done? They are Krishna's devotees. So Krishna decided that he wants to get them out. Krishna's courage is unbelievable. What he did was, Krishna expanded himself. Suddenly, Garima. Garima means to expand his body in a big way, like a huge mountain. So at that time, the Akasura wanted to take him inside. But he cannot go inside because Krishna's body has become so huge. So, Akasura could not get Krishna inside. So he wanted to spit Krishna out, to get it out from the mouth, because it started hurting him. Because Krishna has gone almost close to the throat. And the snake is feeling suffocation inside. It is feeling that struggle. He could not take him inside, but he wanted to spit Krishna out. But Krishna could not go out. Krishna wouldn't go out. This is Krishna's nature. If you have taken to Krishna consciousness once, it will be very difficult to come out of Krishna consciousness. Even if you decide not to continue with Krishna consciousness, it will stay. It will stay. Temporarily, sometimes it may show some shyness or some kind of diminished state, but again you will go back to it again. That is the nature of Krishna. This is what Bhagavatam is saying to us, that if you want to get rid of Krishna, it is not possible. That is what this Akasura Moksham is telling. This Akasura Moksham, Akasura's liberation, and the way it happened has a lot to do with the way we conduct our spiritual life in this world. If you take to Krishna, and in that process, at some point in time, if you feel, I don't want Krishna consciousness anymore, it's very difficult to give it up. That's the very nature of Krishna's way. So he couldn't do anything. So, and Villumangalam noticed all these things in the Bhagavatam, and he told this to Krishna, that it is very difficult to get rid of you from here. Villumangalam's problem. If you look into Krishna Karanamritam, you will see this. What Krishna Villumangalam mentions about Akasura. If you look at the first canto, the 65th verse. Madhuryada vimadhuram manmadhatadasya kimabhi kaishoryam chabalyad abhichabalam chedo mama harandi haradi handakim kurma. That is Krishna. Madhuryada vimadhuram. If you start relishing Krishna, it is the most sweet thing in this world. Madhuryada vimadhuram manmadhatadasya kimabhi kaishoryam. That Krishna's relationship with the gopis have shown that, is it not? Manmadha tadasya kimabhi kaishoram. In that kaishora stage, the beauty of Krishna was so attractive to the gopis that they were able to give up everything in this world for Krishna's sake. Madhuryadabhi madhuram. Krishna is the sweetest of all in this creation. Manmadha tadasya kimabhi kaishoram. Then, chabalyadabhi chabalam cheto mamaharadi handakim kurmaham. Chabalyadabhi chabalam. So, what is Krishna's form? Madhuryadabhi madhuram. Saundaryottaradobhi sundaradaram todruvam ascharyadobhi ascharyam, says about Krishna. So, one day, Villumangalam says to Krishna that your form is so sweet, that when I start on Villumangalam used to sit in the river bank, Bharata river bank, and used to continuously remember about Krishna. Sitting in the sand, he used to remember about Krishna and he used to fall into ecstatic state. So One day Krishna, Vilamangalam says to Krishna, I never get satisfied remembering you. Vilamangalam says, so Krishna says, so what is stopping you then? Why don't you continue doing that? It was at that time he told him, Chabalyadabhi Chabalam Cheto Mama Haradi Handa Kim Kurma. He says, so that Chabalyadabhi Chabalam, it is impossible for me to meditate on you because you are so naughty. You do such naughty things. Vilamangalam and Krishna had many, many pastimes together. And that is what the Shri Krishna Karnamritam verses are all about. So, Swamiji, after bathing in Trinavaya River, and he, sannyasis don't have many clothes like us, he doesn't have wardrobe or anything, got only a couple of dhotis and he lives with that. So generally when they bathe in the river, they will wash the cloth, dry it, and then hang it to dry. Meanwhile, he will just wear the kaupin and sit on the sand. So he was doing that, and while the cloth was drying, after bathing in the river, sannyasis have salagramam with them, salagrama shila. So they keep the salagramam on the sand, and they start worshipping the salagrama shila. 24 hours absorption, isn't it? So he was bringing the water from the river, and was trying to perform the abhishek for the salagrama shila on the river bank in the sand. So, at that time, Krishna is already there with him. Krishna goes there and takes Vilamangalam's dhoti, takes it to the river and again starts dipping in the water. And so, Krishna comes back and says to Vilamangalam, Vilamangalam, you haven't washed your dhoti properly. It is still dirty. It needs to be washed. Therefore, I have washed it again. Krishna says to Vilamangalam. Vilamangalam says to Krishna, if you keep on washing this dhoti, it will never get dry. It will always remain wet, isn't it? So, and Vilamangalam, Krishna brings him a deer skin for him to wear. Tell him that you can wear this deer skin till the dhoti is dry, he says to him. Anyway, Krishna hangs the cloth, hangs the Vilamangalam's dhoti in a drier place and tells him that it will get dry very soon and pacified him like that. So, by the time Vilamangalam went and looked at that and came back, the salagram was gone. So, Vilamangalam thought that Krishna must have done something to the salagram. He says to Krishna, that what have you done with the salagram shila? Krishna says to Vilamangalam, Swamiji, I haven't done anything. I wanted to eat some jaggery. Jaggery comes in blocks, isn't it? I thought it's a jaggery piece lying there. I ate that. Krishna answers to Vilamangalam. So, but when I ate that, it wasn't very sweet. Krishna says to Vilamangalam. So where is my salagram? He says. It says it's gone in. It won't come out, he says. So, at that time, Vilamangalam got upset with Krishna. Because Krishna has taken away his salagram. With the left hand, Vilamangalam moved with Krishna away from there. From where he was doing the deity worship. And it was at that time, Krishna says to Vilamangalam, you hit me very badly with your left hand that too. I take it as a very serious offense, I'm going, he said. And he walked from there. If you want to see me again, you come to where the Padmanabhaswamy temple is there, that's where, he said, Anandan Forest it was called. It was a forest at that time. Come there, you can see me there. And that is how that Vilamangalam started his long walking journey from Tirunavaya to Tiruvananthapuram from that day. So, here, Akasura is also saying the same thing here. You can see that what he said? Chapalya dadi chapalam. Chapalyam. Chapalyam means this childish behavior. Krishna's childish behavior. So from that day, Vilamangalam walked away crying to see Krishna. When Krishna said this, because it was a common practice between Krishna and Vilamangalam. Krishna, Vilamangalam sits there, continues the worship. Krishna comes and assists Vilamangalam in his deity worship. So this relationship So Akasura is also saying the same thing. I can't get rid of Krishna. I can't get rid of Krishna. Eventually what happened? It broke the throat. And at that time, through a hole in the throat, the Akasura soul escaped. Akasura's soul escaped. That, and Akasura's life air, or the jiva called Akasura, it came out and went and stood in the sky. So, and Krishna looked at all the children who were lying practically dead inside the mouth of Akasura. When he looked at them, all of them woke up and came out of that cave. They all came out of that cave. So, when they came out, they saw this jiva, Akasura's life, standing in the sky like that. And that jiva, that living entity, Akasura, was waiting outside for Krishna to come out from inside Akasura's body. Inside Akasura's body. As soon as Krishna came out, that this living force, jiva of Akasura, which was standing in the sky like that, that immediately it quietly came down and got into Krishna's lotus feet. And that is what it is mentioned there, that this appearance of this Akasura's moksham, Akasura's liberation, is particularly famous because of this. Such an incident, such an open liberation hasn't happened before. That is why it is mentioned in that way. And it mentions in the Melpatur says to Krishna about this, that Anyavatarasigare, if you look at the first verse in the 51st chapter, he will mention there.
Fifty-second chapter, first verse.
This giving liberation has happened in many, many other incarnations also. Narasimham, Vamanam, Sri Ramachandra, and many other incarnations, liberations have been given to many, many great devotees who are given liberation. But openly to give liberation to somebody, like the way it happened to Akasura, hasn't happened before. That is the beauty of this Akasura's moksha. Akasura's liberation is particularly significant because it is given openly. Everyone could see that Akasura is getting liberated, going back and joining Krishna's lotus feet. Therefore, this was a shock to everybody. Cowherd boys were in shock. Brahma is observing all these things from the sky. Brahma has seen this. This Krishna is doing something which normally hasn't happened before. Remember, Brahma is also not a liberated soul. Nobody is liberated, isn't it? This Akasura, who has done such offenses to Krishna and tried to kill Krishna, he has been offered liberation by Krishna. Therefore, it is said that Brahma got a doubt. Brahma was thinking that Krishna is an incarnation of Vishnu, Mahavishnu's incarnation. So, Brahma wanted to clarify this. Is he an incarnation or is he somebody else than that? So, Krishna, Brahma is standing there. Krishna didn't give any attention to Brahma who was standing there. And didn't even show any recognition of Krishna's presence, Brahma's presence in the sky. He says to, Krishna says to the other friends, the cowherd boys, that it's been a long time we have inside this. It has been a long time we were inside this Akasura's mouth, and because of that, we didn't even know the time, how time has gone, he said. Let's have our prasadam, what we have brought with us. Krishna wanted to completely close that chapter there. And with all the cowherd boys, he wanted to have the prasadam with them. It was midday, middle of the day. So they looked for a place, proper place to sit and have the prasadam. And they found a proper area where there was a lot of nice grass was there. And all the children sat in a circle around Krishna. Everybody insisted that Krishna should sit next to them. And how is that possible to sit close to everybody? That is not possible. So, Krishna's friends mentions name, Sri Rama, Stoka Krishna, all of them. He told them to sit down and Krishna sat right in the middle of the whole circle. You will see a photograph of that in the Krishna book and in the Bhagavatam also. So everybody wanted to face Krishna when they were sitting around him. And when they looked at Krishna, they saw that Krishna is looking at them. Krishna is looking at them. And then everybody felt that Krishna is looking at them. This was the beauty. So just like you have a lotus flower, right in the middle of the lotus flower you have that yellow area, karniya they call it, from there, and that faces all the petals around. Similarly, the cowherd boys were like all the petals around, and Krishna was like the, what call as the karniya inside. So Krishna sat there, and some people have brought the lotus flower, lotus leaves, there's big lotus leaves, where they want to put their prasadam, what they brought, and wanted to eat as they leave. For eating, they were using the lotus leaf. Some people are bringing some petals of big flowers and using that as a leaf, as a plate for eating the prasadam what they bought. And some people were putting it in the hand and eating. Krishna doesn't want any leaf or any plate or anything. That Yashoda Devi has prepared nice prasadam and given to Krishna. Krishna brought that and took it, put it in the hand and started eating from that. It is at that time you will see that famous verse in the Bhagavatam talking about Krishna's that beauty at that time. Bibradvenam jadara padayoho shringa vetreja gachai vamai vano masana babalau tadbhala anyangulishu tishtan madhye sabari sukhrudai hasayan narma bhiswai surge loge mushadi babuje. Yajnabhu Balageli. Krishna's Balageli. Childhood pastime. Vibradvenam jadara padayo shranga vetre jagakshai. Then, on the, Krishna has shrangam. Shrangam means the tool, what he has used for tending cows, held in the armpit. He's holding it there. Then the flute, he has stuck it into the dhoti and the belly between that. He stuck it in here at the hips, stuck it there. Then he has got this pidambaram, yellow garment, a second cloth which he has tied around his waist. And he also had another stick for tending the cows which he also stuck into the other side of the stomach. And in the left hand, what Yashoda Devi has prepared and given it to him, it is in the left hand, the food that's been cooked, rice or whatever that was, and all the fried vegetables, like karela and all that, Krishna has put it through the finger, each finger. Like the children do, they do all sorts of things, isn't it, with the food. So Krishna is playing with the food, putting all the karela rings. He put the fingers through that and holding it like this. And after doing all these things, Krishna is saying to everybody that when you want to eat, you have to use your hand like this. How to eat with the hand. Krishna is teaching everybody how to eat with the hand. Nowadays we have to teach everybody how to eat with the hand, isn't it? If you look at the YouTube, you will see how Indians eat with the hand. There is a picture in the YouTube. It was shocking to see that eating with the hand is a strange thing. But Krishna is saying you have to eat with the hand. There is a reason behind all these things. So Krishna is eating with the hand and tell the cowherd boys, his friends, that when you eat with the hand has to work. And at that time, he says the head has to come down to eat. Head cannot sit like this, you won't eat, isn't it? While eating, you take it and head comes down to eat. He said, so Krishna is showing to us that if the hand says to the head, I won't come to you, you come to me. Or the head says to the hand, I won't come to you, you come to me. But in order that the food to go inside, both have to cooperate inside in the body. The head has to cooperate with the hand. Otherwise food won't get inside. So Krishna is teaching us how to live in this world. That little bit the hand has to work and little bit the hand head has to come down. In that case, the food will go inside. So Krishna is enjoying the prasadam, and at that time, that all the cowherd boys are also looking at Krishna and started eating. And he says to Sri Rama that, let me try your food a little bit, what you have brought. So Sri Rama was very proud of his mother's cooking. So he gives it to Krishna. And Krishna says to Sri Rama, I heard that your mother can cook these fried vegetables very well, he said. So Sri Rama gave happily. By glorifying Sri Rama's mother, Sri Rama felt happy. So Sri Rama gave some of his prasadam to Krishna to eat. So, and at that time, Sri Rama says to Krishna, my mother can make much better these preparations than your mother, he says to him. Krishna puts it in and says to Sri Rama, Sri Rama, your mother hasn't put the salt in this. There's no salt in this, he says to him. So your mother does not know how to put salt, how to properly salt while cooking, he says to Sri Rama. And what has happened was, when Krishna has put it inside, at the same time, all the salt in all the vegetables, Krishna has taken it inside. And there was no salt there. So he tells Sri Rama, you try it now, see what happens. When Sri Rama tried, there's no salt in the vegetables. So everybody started looking at Sri Rama in a very, all the other cowherd boys, they started making fun of Sri Rama. Sri Rama's mother didn't know how to cook. This was the conclusion of the whole meeting. When this happened, Sri Rama felt very unhappy. At that time, Sri Rama started a little bit upset about that. So Krishna wanted to immediately console him. He says to Sri Rama, I only joked with you about this, that my mother also doesn't know how to cook. Try this, and gives Yashoda Devi's fried vegetables to Sri Rama to try. So there was no salt in that either. This is the way Krishna plays with the cowherd boys. At that time, Sri Rama felt a little bit relieved about it. So, then Krishna says to the cowherd boys there, that I'm going to show something. Can you do that with me in the same way? So other boys were saying, whatever you do, we can also do that. The boys have a nature like that. They're always competing each other. So, Krishna is eating with the rice mixed with the yogurt, very first-class yogurt from their own cows. They were enjoying that. And the smell of that and the softness of all that. So from there, Krishna takes out a small part of that, makes like a small goli or like a small, what do they call it? Small ball-like thing. And kept it on his lips. Keeping all the lips, he starts blowing it from inside. When he starts blowing it, that it started going up in the sky, in the air. It started going up. And 4-6 inches it has gone up in the air. It has gone up because of Krishna's blowing from inside. And after a while, Krishna controls the air in such a way that the whole ball comes back and stays on his lips again. And then he says to Sri Rama, can you do this, what I have done? He says this to Krishna. So Sridharma thought it is a normal thing, anybody could do it. Sridharma was trying. Another child, another cowherd boy also took it in the same way and kept it on his lips, and he tried to do that, but it didn't go. It fell off and broke into pieces. And all others started laughing when this happened. That is why in that verse you will see, Bibradvenam jadare patayoho shringave trejakakshai vamai pano masranakabalo talbhalani angulishu tishtan madhye suveri sukhudai. The way Krishna jokes with the cowherd boys. Hasayan narma bhisvai. Hasayan narma bhisvai means, narma means this kind of jokes. What Krishna was doing with the cowherd boys and making them all laughing at it. Hasayan narma bhisvai. The way Krishna enjoys with the cowherd boys together in the forest, at that age, you can remember, four, five years old, in the forest, all same age group, has come with the, brought the prasadam from home, the mothers have prepared all the prasadam and given to them, simply playing and enjoying. So, seeing all these things, making all other cowherd boys to laugh and enjoy, at the same time, Krishna is also enjoying the whole thing. Sometimes some cowherd boys are crying also because of the jokes in that way. Altogether, it was a real party going on there. The cowherd boys and Krishna together. Krishna thought, let Brahma see this and see how he feels about it. This is the whole motive behind it. This whole pastime, the idea was to make Brahma realize who he is, who Krishna is, isn't it? So, if you want to know how to eat prasadam, you have to learn from Krishna. How to eat prasadam. So, Brahma is standing all in the sky and looking at all these things. So, when this whole thing was going on, Krishna and the cowherd boys, when they were having this prasadam and seeing all these jokes they were having together, Brahma thought that, let me try to understand, why is he enjoying so much? Naturally a feeling inside. If Krishna can enjoy like this, who is Krishna? This thought came to his mind. All the attention is in the eating. Therefore, best thing is now to play the trick. You've seen the pickpockets people also. They're like that, isn't it? That all the people who thief, they're waiting for an opportunity to thief, isn't it? So, you can, when you travel in the buses, sometimes, these people who are pickpocketing, they'll have their blade with them, or their small knife. You will never know that they would have cut through your pocket and taken thing out. When you come out, you see, oh, the pocket is gone. Brahma's playing with Krishna is very much similar to that. Brahma thought that if your attention is not in the pocket, it will be gone. You will never know. So, that Krishna, this person, this pickpocket is standing in the sky, Brahma, is standing there, that waiting for an opportunity to steal Krishna's calves. Krishna's calves. So, so it is at that point, Krishna, Brahma came and Krishna's calves, which were grazing there, Brahma has taken them away and covered them by through Maya. Brahma's Maya. Brahma has applied the Maya, taken the children, the calves away from there, and kept away from the vision of Krishna, away from the vision of Krishna. After a while, Krishna understood this, what has happened. Didn't say one word when Brahma did that. Didn't say one word. After a while, he says to Sridharma, Sridharma, we can't see any of our calves. Where have they gone? Couldn't find anybody there. So, we can't even hear their sound. Normally the calves make a lot of sound as well. There was no sound and he couldn't see them either. And Krishna had this bugle-like thing which he played to draw their attention, with which he used to pull all the calves together. But although it made the sound, there was no response from the calves. And Krishna says to the cowherd boys, you all sit here. I'll go and find out where they have gone. And if we all of us go there, um, all of us go there, then we won't be able to enjoy like this. You all sit here, I'll come back. Krishna says to the cowherd boys. He didn't tell them to move away from there. He told them to sit there. Because Krishna says to them that if you all get up and start looking for the calves, we won't get another time to sit together and chat like this. So you all sit here. I'll go and find them. He goes there. So they were insisting to Krishna that they want to go looking for the calves. Krishna says, no, you should sit here. I'll come back. So Krishna saying this, Krishna forced them to sit there, and Krishna got up, walked away, looking for the calves. Looking for the calves. What did Brahma do? Brahma is saying that when Krishna has gone away, through his maya, he took away all the cowherd boys also from there and covered them. Already he has already put the calves in hiding. Now Brahma has put the Krishna's friends also, cowherd boys also, in hiding. So when Krishna went there looking for the calves, could not find them, and came back, Krishna's friends have also gone. Cowherd boys have also gone. So he stood there, and there is a verse in the Bhagavatam, if you look on the 17th verse, how does Krishna feel? That he says, 17th verse in the 13th chapter. Kvapyadrishtvandarvibhine valsan palamsha vishyavid sarvam vidhikritam krishna sahasava jagamaha. Kvapyadrishtvandarvibhine valsan palamsha vishyavid sarvam vidhikritam krishna sahasava jagamaha. Sahasava sarvam vidhikritam krishna sahasava jagamaha. Then he understood that Brahma has come to test me, isn't it? Brahma has come to test me. Said, and there is a stand, Krishna is standing there in that mood. Brahma has come to test me, Asi. That mood inside. Sarvam vidhigridam Krishna, Krishna sahasava jagamaha. Sahasava jagamaha. That standing. And what did Brahma think when Brahma is seeing all these things? After doing his checking with Krishna, what is he doing now? The Brahma thought this, that, oh, it is my fate, sarvam vidhigridam. Brahma thought, Krishna is thinking that it is my fate, it is like this, isn't it? He can't see his cowherd boys, the friends. He can't see the calves either. All of them have gone. Where have they gone? Brahma is thinking, Krishna is calling for Sri Dama. There is no answer from Sri Dama. And Brahma is thinking, oh, after all, he is acting like the God, isn't it? He is God, isn't it? He says he can give liberation freely to Akasura like this. Let me see what he can do. Brahma's thought, Brahma's Rajogunam inside operating, isn't it? And Brahma did all this stealing business and went back to his abode, to Satyalogam. To Brahmalogam he has gone. The moment Brahma left, as soon as Brahma left the scene, what did Krishna do? That from Krishna's body came all the cowherd boys who have gone missing. They all came from Krishna's body. As many cowherd boys who were there before, all that forms have appeared there from Krishna's body. Not only that, all the calves that has gone missing, they have all come there from Krishna's body. All the friends who have disappeared, they have come from Krishna's body. All the calves that has gone, they have also come from Krishna's body. And not only that, all those cowherd boys had their packets of food, what they have brought with them, empty pots, and where they have brought the prasadam from home, whatever they brought from home, everything was there. And the pots were hung through a rope onto the branches of the tree. When the boys go there to play, they hang their food in the pots with the rope into the branches of the tree, so that insects or anything won't get inside. That was the idea. Even the ropes were there in their hands. And Krishna accepted all these different forms. The ropes, the cowherd boy's form, with all the dresses what they had before, and all the cowherd boys what they had with their sticks, and some of them had various other things in their hands, different branches of the tree and other things. All those things has come back in its fullness, everything perfect as it was before. All the others, and they were all manifestations of Krishna, Krishna's manifestations. They've accepted that form. And others whom Brahma has taken away, they were lying there under Brahma's illusion. Brahma has applied the illusion onto them and they were lying there. So here, with these expanded forms of Krishna, cowherd boys, calves, everything, they went back to Vrindavanam. They went back to Vrindavanam, to their home. And when they got back home, every expansion of Krishna in every different cowherd boy's form, they went to their house directly. Each of those cowherd boys went back to their house directly. And not only the cowherd boys went back, they took their calves also with them and went back to their home. And there was no complaint from anybody, because as many cowherd boys and calves have gone with Krishna in the morning, they have all returned in the evening. Sridharacharya Swamiji mentions this in the Bhagavatam. Because all of them were direct expansions of Krishna, he uses the word Chinmudra, Chilnetram, Chidvetram, everything used with the word Chid. Chit means Chit Shakti directly manifesting, not material. It is Chit Shakti inside, Satta Chitta Anandam, Krishna is. That Chit Shakti, when it takes a form, this is where this has happened in the Bhagavatam. The Chit Shakti accepting a form directly like that. Therefore, Sridhara Swami mentions in the Bhagavatam, each of them are called with this word Chit. Chidvanu, the flutes they had, the different toys what they had, different sticks they had, the clothes, everything is with the word Chit attached to it. They are not material. They are pure spiritually, purely spiritual, purely spiritual. We will not understand all this. We may think it's all some stories made up. If we want to understand, you have to study Ekadasha Skandam. Then you will know this, the secret of all these things. Because when Krishna says to us, we find many, many things difficult to accept, isn't it? That negative nature in us, how can this be true? Because senses and the mind is working strongly in us. That is where the problem coming. Krishna says in the Bhagavatam, if you look, he has ridiculed us for being under the grip of the senses to that extent. If you look into the 11th canto, where Krishna mentions there, 13th verse in the 28th chapter, Artehi avidyamanebi samsardir na nivartade dhyayado vishayanasya sotne anarthagamo yatha. There is a famous verse. That verse is repeated in many places in the Bhagavatam. Artehi avidyamanebi samsardir na nivartade dhyayado vishayanasya sotne anarthagamo yatha. Krishna's point is this, that body and the mind, from Krishna's viewpoint, they are not real. They are not real. Anybody tells us the body is not real, very hard to accept that statement. Is it not? Very hard to accept that statement. They will say to you that you are a nut. If you say this to somebody, body is not real. But once you come to understand, from the spiritual point of view, body is not real. Why is not real? Body has come from the mind. This mind, due to its power, what's that power? Dhyana bhalam. It is called dhyana bhalam. That means you think about something very strongly in the inside, in your thoughts. One day, that thought, power of that thought will take a gross form, and that is what is called this body, what we have today. Due to our strong vasanas inside, that vasanas that has been built up inside in several lifetimes, in several bodies, those vasanas, different vasanas have taken shape in a gross form, and that is what is this gross body is today. And because it has come from the mind, it is said that mind is the subtle thing, and the gross manifestation of the mind is the body, gross body. Gross body is the gross manifestation of the mind. Mind is the subtle aspect of this gross body. In other words, that's not so closely they are connected. And because of this reason, they also say in the Upanishad says this, that mind and the body's connection is inseparable. They are together always. If you have a body, you have a mind there. If you have a mind, you have a body there. But from the body, mind, the body comes, and body is only come because of the presence of the mind. Mind is the source, and body is the after effect of that. Now, if you accept this understanding, Krishna is pointing out this, dhyayado vishayanasya, sapne anarthagamo yatha. More and more, if mind is absorbed in the thought waves, and thoughts are built up inside to a very large degree, which is going through all the time thoughts, these thoughts were eventually manifest in some form of body it has to develop. That is why stopping the activities of the mind is more important to prevent the manifestation of another body. That is why it's called Mano Nirodham. Isn't it? Patanjali's Yoga Sutram says this. Dashamaskandam in the Srimad Bhagavatam says this. Mano Nirodham. Mano Nirodham means to stop mind creating another body through its power of thought. Power of thought means dhyana bhalam. Dhyana bhalam means if the mind is absorbed in thoughts continuously, eventually it has to come out in some gross form. And that is the body. That is how all the bodies we are getting. That is why Krishna is saying there, in the Bhagavad Gita if you read, you will see all these things spoken in a very subtle way. Krishna is saying that dhyayado vishayanasya svapne anarthagamo yada. The more and more you become stronger about in your mind, the body will be stronger. In the sense that there is a chance of getting another gross body. Does exist. If your mind is very strong, strong-minded, in other words, more and more thought waves builds up inside and manifests in the form of it. So Krishna's point is that that is why he says there, the body is not real, the mind is also not real. Ekadasham, Krishna says this. Why? Kim badram kim abhadram va doidasya vastuna kiyal vachodidam tad anurdam manaso dhyatam evacha. Fourth verse, 28. Kim badram kim abhadram va. What is good and what is bad here? Because as far as Krishna is concerned, both the mind as well as the body are not real. Kim badram kim abhadram va. Dvaidasya avastu na kiyat. Avastu it is. Avastu means it has no reality. Avastu na kiyat. Therefore, vajodidam tad anurdam manaso dhyatam evacha. Whatever you are saying with your mouth, with your lips and the tongue, whatever you are talking, vachodidam tad anurdam, everything is a lie. What else? Manaso dhyatam evacha. Or, body, mind is a lie. Can anybody say what the mind is? You ask the psychiatrist, let them tell you what the mind, where the mind is first of all. Nobody knows where the mind is. They say they are treating the mind. They don't even know where the mind is, but they are treating it. Is it not? Just like other doctors also, they are treating the body. How much do they know about this body? How much are they aware of the intricacies of this body? Bhagavad Gita's Bhashyam, Acharya Swamiji begins with this question. We think it's a mechanical equipment, isn't it? That's how we treat this body. It is not. That because both of this mind as well as the body are manifestations of Maya. So trying to repair it and fix it and thinking that we know everything about it is foolishness. You won't understand this mind, you won't understand this body. That's why Krishna is saying here, vachodidam tad anurdam manaso dhyatam evacha. With the mind your lot of thoughts are coming inside the mind and it is working and creating a lot of emotions, different bhavam inside, ragam, duesham, all these things are a product of this mind. With the help of the senses it creates that. So if it is happening that way, how could anyone say, vajoditam tanardam manasodhyatam evacha? Krishna's point is, nobody understands this mind. Nobody understands the mind. Nobody understands this body either. When you say understand means, you completely, perfectly you can say about this body, precisely what's happening inside this body. How the food gets digested, where is the explanation? How the breathing goes on, where is the explanation? There is no explanation to all these things. The doctors, as well as the psychiatrists and all that, up to a limit, they can do certain things with the body. Beyond than that, if they make the claim that they understand this body and the mind, that is not correct. That's not possible. So, Krishna's point is, vajoditam tad anurdam manasodhyatam evacha. Whatever you do with this mind, whatever you do with this body, is all anurdam. Anurdam means, it's all a lie. Because, if you remember, in the beginning of that chapter, Krishna put one word very clearly, Vishwam ekalmagam pashyan. There is only Atma here. There is nothing else here. In the form of mind, in the body and all, what is present here is Atma. Atma is the real source. The basis of everything is Atma, not the body or the mind. So, that is why, if you get absorbed in these entities, like the mind, the body, other things, then what will happen? Parasvabhava karmani ya prashamsadi nindadi sa ashubhrashyade swarthal asatyam abhinivesada. Because you are dealing with asatyam. Asatyam means lie, false, that is. Asatyam abhinivesada. You are attracted by the asatyam, the falsity of the whole thing. Therefore, it is bound to fail. It's bound to fail. It is keeping this, in this verse also, you will see here, that Krishna is saying here that that is why the difference between chit shakti and material energy. Material energy is false as far as Krishna is concerned because it is maya. Therefore, all the products from the material energy is also false, whether it's a gross body or the mind. In the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, you will see this, isn't it? Bhinna prakriti ashtatha. Bhumi rapanalavayu khammano buddhirevaja. Ahangara idiyame bhinna prakriti ashtatha. Ashtatha prakriti, which is maya, is false. And if you are meddling with maya, you are bound to fail one day. It is not going to succeed. So, here, therefore Sridhara Swami says, here these cowherd boys and the calves and all other associated things, they are not a product of maya. They have come from the chit shakti directly. Krishna is that chit shakti. Therefore, they are not affected by maya. They are not affected by maya. So, here he says here, Krishna, when he goes back with all the cowherd boys and the calves, he counts everybody is there, those who have come with him in the morning, and he wanted to make sure that nobody will make a complaint that my son hasn't come back or my calves haven't come back. So, Krishna looked, is there ever anything missing from what is gone in the morning? Has everybody come back in that way? So, because next day morning he has to go again with all of them to tending them, isn't it? So, Krishna doing this every single day. Krishna was playing with himself, in other words. He was playing with himself. And Krishna's dress also. All meant to cheat Brahma. This carried on for one whole year. One whole year this happened. So, there is one thing what happened here was, in this one whole year, many gopis had babies. Many gopis also had babies. But even though they had newly born babies, they didn't feel attracted to those babies as much as they got attracted to the form of Krishna. They didn't know it was Krishna. They were thinking it was their sons who have come back. And they were, even though newborn baby were there at home, all their attraction was towards this cohort boys, their sons, whom they thought they were their sons, but who was expansions of Krishna. They were attracted to that form. So, instead of looking after the babies, they started looking after the cowherd boys more than the their own babies. And the whole pastimes, what happened in the early life, started happening at their home with Krishna. They wanted to take Krishna and cuddle with Krishna and feed Krishna. In this way, whatever pastimes happened with Krishna and Yashoda Devi at home started happening in all the gopis' houses as well for this whole year. And they were not in a hurry to look after any of the other family members. They got so absorbed in looking after this Krishna who is present in their house as their own sons. Their own sons. They didn't know. They were keeping Krishna in their lap and enjoying that. They didn't know it was Krishna. They didn't know it was Krishna. What to talk about Krishna? Even Balaram didn't knew this. Balaram also didn't knew this. A year has gone, and then suddenly they noticed a change in the situation. That one day, it happened that Balaram and Krishna were standing at the feet of Govardhana Hill. And that time, suddenly he saw the cows which were standing at the top of the Govardhana Hill, they came running down and they were not looking at the potholes, anything, nothing like that. They simply started running down and they were coming down to the calves which are at the bottom of the hill, Govardhana Hill, came up to them and with a lot of love and affection started releasing the milk from their udder for the calves to drink, and they were licking the calves with such an affection. When Balaram looked at this, and the cows have a very special way of showing their affection to the calves. If you observe that coming closer to the calves and giving them the milk as much as they wanted to drink, and Balaram looked at them, quite an unusual scene, what was happening. He says, that why this such a special attraction like this? And that something must be special. Ask Krishna. Let me ask Krishna. He says, he asked Krishna about that. Krishna, why is it happening like this? There's a special relationship between these cows which are at the top of the hill and these cows which are here. That even those cows, they had delivered further calves after this, within this year, many of them. But they didn't show any affection to those calves. Only affection to these calves which are at the bottom of the hill, which are expansions of Krishna. So, when I saw that, Krishna looked at Balaram. Did you not understand what is going on? He says to Krishna, Krishna says to Balaram, that you didn't know this, did you? He says to Balaram. Krishna says, I thought you knew what was going on. He says to Balaram, he said, touch me and look at that, he said. Krishna says to Balaram to touch him and to look at the cows. Balaram touched Krishna and looked at them. It was all Krishna standing there in that form. All these cows were Krishna who was standing there in that form. So Balaram says to Krishna, since when has this started? This started. Krishna says, it's almost a year now. This is the Krishna's answer. You'll see this in the Bhagavatam. That is why it's in this chapter, in the 13th chapter. Bibradvenam, 11th verse. Bibradvenam jadarapatayo shringavetre jakakshay vamaipano masranakabalau talbhalanyangulisho tishtanmadhye subari sukhrudo hasayannarma bhisvai surge loge mashadibubuji yatnyabokbalakelim. If you read from that, those verses onwards, you will see that what was happening. Yavachlila gunabhidagati vayo yavad viharadigam sarvam vishnumayam girongavataja sarvasvarubo bhavau. 19th verse. Soyam alma alma goval san prativarya alma val sabai kridan malma viharesha sarvalma pravishad vrajam. Sarvalma pravishad vrajam. Then. So, when Krishna said this to Brahma, that it is a year that this has been going on, Krishna told him, almost Balaram says to him, that the whole purpose was to teach Brahma a lesson, wasn't it? That is how this whole thing happened. Balaram says to Krishna, had you told me this before, I would have held his ears, Brahma's ears, with my hand and brought him here like that. Like we do with the children, isn't it? When they get very naughty, we hold their ear, pull it down. I must have pulled his ear and brought him here. Balaram is a very straightforward person. He doesn't know Krishna's ways of doing things. So Balaram was saying to Krishna, if you had told me this, that Balaram didn't know that they were all kept in hiding. Brahma has done all this to all the calves and the cowherd boys. What has happened? Balaram didn't know about this. Only Krishna knew this. So when this whole thing was revealed to Balaram, Balaram says to Krishna, why did you not tell me this before? Had you told me before, I would have brought him with that four-headed man, with holding his ears and brought him here in front of you, he said. So, that's exactly what I didn't want, Krishna says. That's why I didn't tell you. Krishna says to Balaram, I didn't tell you because I know that you will do it. That's why I didn't want you to do that. You will go and do such things and it will create problem for me, he said. Then they will think that we are both coming from the who we are. Our identity will be known to them. We didn't want them to know that, who our identity is. Therefore, be patient, he says to Balaram. Krishna says to Balaram, be patient, I will sort this out, he said. So, I will come, make him to come here, and he will stand in front of me, and he will sing a song, he says. I'll make him sing that song later. Krishna is saying to Balaram, all that you have to do is to stand there and listen to the song when he sings that song. Song was very beautiful. It became one of the finest stuti in the Bhagavatam, Brahma Stuti. Isn't it? Now Midyade Brahma Bushe Tadidam Varaya Gunjavadamsa Gunjavadamsa Paribinjala Sanmukhaya Vanyasraje Kabala Vetra Vishana Venu Lashmashriye Mrdubade Pashuvanga Jaya. It's one of the finest prayers, like Prahlada Stuti, Brahma Stuti also in the Bhagavadam, full of knowledge, full of renunciation and full of bhakti, devotion. In all these things, it's not lacking. So Krishna promised Balaram that he will come and sing a song in front of me one day. You can stand and listen to that. So, so Brahma, after doing all these things, we leave the scene now for the moment. Let's see what happens at Satyalokam at that time. Brahma has his own office, you know, with all the, like a modern big business office set up properly there in the Satyalokam. He goes back there. When he got there, there were people standing at the gate, and they're all paid very well, highly cared for. So normally when Brahma walks into the office, these guards who are standing there, they will offer their respect to him. They'll bring their sticks down. You've seen in front of the Buckingham Palace how they show the guns down and allows you to show the respect to the people. When the great big dignitaries come in the same way, when Brahma walks back, they'll do all these things to him. But this time, when Brahma walked in, what they did? They put the stick in front. Like in front of the car, the thing falls the same way. They put the stick in front of Brahma. Can't get in now, they says to Brahma. Brahma thought, what has happened? Brahma couldn't believe this. He's going back to his own office, and they are saying, you can't enter. Stop it. His own servants, they are telling him. You can imagine Brahma's ego, how that's been hurt. So, why are you coming here? And you have not taken permission to walk inside like that. And we are not standing here just like dummy. We are here, we got our job to do. So Brahma says to him, I am Brahma, I am going inside, he said. No, you can't go in, says. So through the door he looked inside, and they say to Brahma, Brahma is inside, you are not Brahma. They are saying to him, you are not Brahma. So they asked him, who are you, what's your name? Brahma says to him, I am Brahma. I am Brahma, he says. That, and I am the one who is paying you every month. He says to these gods at the gate, that they infuriated them. They said, don't talk too much. They says to Brahma, that at that time, there was a calling bell from inside. Brahma calling for the servants to come. And immediately, one of the servants, they ran inside, because he has been called inside. And the Brahma inside is asking the guards, who has come outside? Who is talking there? He said. So, there is one person who had come, he has got four heads, and he says, I am Brahma and all that. He's telling us like this. And he's also saying that he is paying our wages. All these things he's saying. What should we do? Should we let him in or not? They ask this new Brahma who is sitting inside. So, that Brahma, inside, says to these guards, hold him by his ears and throw him out from there, he said. There are a lot of people like this in this world who dresses up and act like this. Paundraga, Brahma says. Paundragas are like that, who dresses up like Krishna, isn't it? Paundraga Vasudeva in the Bhagavatam. He wanted to become Krishna by dressing up like Krishna. Remember that story in the Bhagavatam, in the 10th canto? That Paundraga Vasudeva, he wanted to show to the world, I am Krishna. So he dressed up like Krishna. So he says, in the same way, there are so many like that. So, now, the Brahma waiting outside realized that his own servants, to whom he was paying the salary, they are going to throw him out from inside. So, Brahma visvanaste chadurasyena chaurina mohidei dwaravalescha. Mohidei dwaravalescha. The dwaravalagas, these gatekeepers of Brahma, they were also put into the solution. So, this incident happened at the Brahmalokam. You can see, suppose you left home and you went away somewhere. For some purpose you have gone away. And you finish all that. You came home and somebody else is in your house, living there. And he says, squatters or somebody like that. Then it takes a while to get rid of that person. He says, I live here. What will you do? The same thing happened. So, Brahma realized now, old Brahma, that his job is gone. Redundancy happened. His job is finished. He realized that, and then he thought that I have done something seriously wrong. This thought came to Brahma's head. I have done something seriously wrong. Only thing is now, if I can go back and surrender or fall in front of him, and if he may give me my job back, he may not. I don't know what will happen. My job is gone. I have nothing else to do. You see, when you are working very hard, 50, 60 years, suddenly when you are made redundant one day, you will feel you have lost everything in this world. Isn't it? Majority of the people, this happens. They feel a big vacuum in life, don't know what to do. Feel lost completely. Same thing happened to Brahma. It's a person who has been made suddenly redundant after a long time of service. That's what has happened to Brahma. So that you can see in Brahma's mood in the Bhagavatam. He just didn't know what to do. Only thing he could do if he can get the job back. Because Brahma feels, I've done the service so many years, but he goes back to Krishna straight away. So this time to go to Brahmalokam, Brahma traveled all the way to Satyalokam and came back. This took 1 year. This took 1 year. And that is what this 1 year is all about in the Bhagavatam, what we see. Brahma's day is different than our day. The travel he taken to go to Brahmalokam and come back, it took a long time and it was 1 year gone. When he came back, what did he see? That is what he... Tatro dvahal pashupavam shashishutvanatyam brahmadvayam paramanandamakadabhodam valsan saghini vapuraparido vijinvan ekam sapani kabalam parameshtya chashtaha. Tatrodvahal pashupavam shashishutvanatyam brahmadvayam paramanandamakadabhodam. That when Brahma came back to Vrindavanam, what did he see there? A boy, 4.5 years old, Krishna, and he's sitting there with the rice, cooked rice with yogurt, everything in the hand, and in the fingers all different vegetables all tucked in between the fingers, and the flute in the other hand, and calling for Sri Rama. Where is Sri Rama? And calling him, and says to Sri Rama, if I go back on alone, my mother will beat me. Ask me, where is Sri Rama had gone? So, and he's calling all the cowherd boys and the calves. Brahma saw all these things happening there. When Brahma saw this, Brahma got confused completely. What is happening here? He thought he has been hiding them all the cowherd boys and the calves. But here everybody is present there, and he realized that I shouldn't have done this. I made a big mistake. There he lost his job. Here he is standing there full of guilt, feeling very guilty about what he has done to Krishna. So Brahma thought that I shouldn't have done this, testing Krishna in this way. And Brahma thought that best thing to do now, because Brahma himself got confused. When he came back, he couldn't see anybody. He saw that there is a whole group of cowherd boys and the calves there, and could not recognize who is who, confused all about everything. And Brahma thought that best thing is that I go and apologize to Krishna for what he has done. So Brahma stood there. He was finding it a bit difficult to go to Krishna. When you want to see big people, you just can't walk in like that, isn't it? You got their personal assistant and secretaries and all that. You have to go through that right channel to get their appointment. So Brahma is thinking, whom should I ask for permission to go and see Krishna? Suppose I go directly and fall at his feet. What will he think? Will that be an offensive thing? He didn't know. So Brahma stood there for a while, thought that if he wants to punish me, let him punish me. What it is this whole verses, if you read, you will see, Krishna is trying to slice it off, that ego, Brahma's ego, little by little. So you will see there that Brahma is feeling totally shaken by the whole thing, and feeling he has no hope, he has no choice now. And therefore he goes to him and says, Drishtva Tvarena Nijadhorana Dovadirya Pruthyamabhu Kanagadandam Ivabhivatya. Kanagadandam Ivabhivatya. Kanagadanda means a golden rod. Like a golden rod, he fell at Krishna's feet, at Krishna's lotus feet, not paying obeisances. When you pay obeisances, you put your feet on the, for your hands on the floor and everything. Obeisances is different. It came and just like this, fell in front of Brahma. Normally when we pay obeisances, we will put our knees on the floor, then the hands on the floor, and then the chest on the floor, and then the head on the floor. There is a sequence it happens. Isn't it? When you pay your obeisances. But when Brahma paid the obeisances, there was no sequence. Straight away the whole body fell on the ground. And when we pay our obeisances, we make sure that the dhoti doesn't get dirty. or our tilak doesn't get dirty. We are conscious of all these things, isn't it? In an official way, we will do it. We call it as aupacharikam. Aupacharikam means our obeisances are very official. Oh, it has to be done because everybody is doing it. If I don't do it, it will look a second hand. So I'm doing it. Inside ego, nothing changed. In fact, the ego has gone up. It's the opposite way. So Brahma's obeisances is very admirable because when that ego completely goes away and when you pay obeisances, you don't have to follow all the formalities of the obeisances. Normally when we pay obeisances, we put our knees on the ground, then the hands on the ground, then the chest on the ground, and then slowly head on the ground. There is a sequence. In Brahma's case, no such sequence. Fell straight away at the feet. And at that time that he fell, what happened? Brahma paid the obeisances. Krishna says, who is paying obeisances to me with the face up like this? Normally when he says like, because there are four heads, you see, on all four directions. So this is the first time somebody paying obeisances with the head, face facing the sky. When you pay obeisances, your head is on the ground. The face is on the ground. The head, backside of the head is towards the sky. But here, Krishna looked, who is this person? He's paying his obeisances, but the face is facing the sky, in making a joke of the whole thing. To make Brahma feel that ego, to crush Brahma's ego, Krishna has done this, that Brahma felt like this, that once in one instance, you remember in the olden days, they have these mats made from the leaves, grass and the leaves, everything. These mats, normally when you fold them, after using it in the morning, you fold them all and hide it somewhere. And because you fold them all the time, if you try to open it, it will come back again, folding it back, right? So, one person, what he thought, that every time he was trying to open it, it comes back. So what he thought was, one edge of the mat, he put the feet on, and he opened the mat, and he fell on the mat. So the mat won't close back. He did like that. So similarly here, so this, so our creator, Brahma is our creator, isn't he? He has created all of us. He has created all of us. So Brahma did exactly the same thing. But instead of falling like this, he fell in the other way. That Krishna saw all this and he laughed. Seeing this Brahma's way of paying obeisances. So, why is he paying obeisances like this? That if somebody has made if you make a mistake, then everything that you do, you feel nervous about it. Is it not? Generally it is like that. Suppose I have done a mistake, then everything what I do, I'll feel nervous that I have done something wrong. So, when Krishna smiled, Brahma thought, have I done something wrong in paying obeisances? That's how Brahma took it. He felt it. Why did Krishna smile like this? Suppose somebody comes and pays obeisances to you. Is it proper if you laugh at it? So instead of blessing him, you should offer your blessings to him. Instead, Krishna is standing there and laughing at him. So Brahma was altogether confused about the whole thing. Why is Krishna smiling? He thought. So, when Brahma paid his obeisances like this, two of the heads were down, two were up. Two are up also. So, like you will see, in Kathakali you will see this. They have got this big Kathakali masks, which they put on, made of wood, and then painted on that. And there you can see this Brahma painted with four heads. When he puts it on the top, Brahma, in Kathakali, you will see the four heads in four directions. So, what is Krishna is doing here at that moment? that Krishna is saying here to Brahma, in our place, we don't pay obeisances like this. We keep our heads down while paying obeisances. Is it like this in Brahmalokam? He's saying to Brahma. Is this the system there? So, that is why he says there, you see that 62nd verse. Drishtva tvarena nijadhorana dovadiryam prithvam vapu kanagadandam ivabhivatya sprishtva chadurmugadagodvirangriyukmam natva mudashrusu jalei agridabhishegam. Drishtva tvarena nijadhorana dovadirya prithvam vapu kanagadandam ivabhivatya sprishtva chadurmugadagodvirangriyukmam natva mudashrusu jalei agridabhi vesham. Agridabhishegam uttayothaya krishnasya chirasya padayopadan aste mahitvam prag drishtvam smritva smritva puna puna. When this happened, Brahma was crying. What has happened? His ego has completely gone. Ego has completely gone and he was crying. Tears were coming from Brahma's eyes, and Brahma has, the tears have fallen on Krishna's lotus feet, and it has wet the whole, both the feet, and all the four heads. Brahma was touching Krishna's feet. Some people you have seen, they pay obeisances like, they will do like this, and they will do like this, and they will do like that. All that. So, similarly, Brahma, with all the four heads, he touched Krishna's lotus feet. So, so Brahma started rolling on the ground in four directions, and then he got up. And he was not able to speak. Brahma couldn't speak. He was choking with the in his throats and feeling greatly, highly guilty inside, aparadha bodham, that he has committed this big mistake towards Krishna, and that feeling of guilt inside was very, very strong. And Brahma glorifies Krishna in his Brahmastuti now. It is at that point Brahmastuti, famous Brahmastuti in the Bhagavadam comes, which we will read now, and then we will come to that later. Chaturdasho Dhyayaha Shri Brahmo Vacha. नौमीद्यदे ब्रवभुषे तडिदंबराय गुंजावदं सपरिपिञ्जलसन्मुखाय वन्यस्रजे कबलवेत्र विषाणवेणु लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुवांगजाय अस्याभिदेववपुषो मदनुग्रहस्य स्वेच्छामयस्य नदभूतमयस्य कोपिल नेशेमहीतवसितं मनसान्दरेण साक्षात्तवैव किमुदात्मसुखानुभूतेः ज्ञाने प्रयासमुदपास्यनन्दमेव जीवन्ति सन्मुखरिदां भवदीयवार्तां स्थाने स्थिता श्रुतिगदां तनुवां मनोभि ये प्रायशोचिदचिदोऽसिदे त्रिलोक्यां श्रेयःश्रुतिं भक्तिमुदस्य देवि भो क्लिश्यन्ति ये केवलबोधलब्धये तेषामसौ क्लेशलमेव शिष्यते नान्यध्यदा स्थूलतुषावखाधीनाम् पुरेह भूमिन् भगवो वियोगिनम् त्वदर्पिदेहा निजकर्मलब्धया विबुध्य भक्तैव कथोपनीतया प्रभेदिरेञ्जे अच्युतदे गतिम् पराम् तथापि भूमिन् महिमा गुणस्य ते विबोधमर्हत्यमलान्तरात्मभि अविक्रियान् स्वानुभवादरूपतो अनन्यबोध्यात्मदया न चान्यथा गुणात्मनस्तेऽपि गुणान् विमातुम् हितावतीर्णस्य गमीशिरेस्य कालेन एर्वा मिमिता सुकल्पैर् भूभां सवाखे मिहिका द्युभासा तत्तेनुकम्बां सुसमीक्षमाणो भुञ्जानमेवात्मकृतं विभागं कृत्वा बभुभिर्विदधन् नमस्ते जीवेदयो मुक्तिपदे सदाय भाक् पश्येशमेनार्यमनन्दमाद्ये परात्मनि त्वय्य विमायिमायिनि मायां विदत्येक्षितमात्मवैभवम् अहं कियाने च मिवार्चिरग्नोः अदक्षमस्वाच्युतमे रजो भुवो ajanadastval pratakhesha manina ajavale bandhadamo andhajakshusha esho nukambhyomai nadhavaniti kvaham tamo ahadahangajaragnivar bhusamveshtidandha ghata saptavidastikaya ke drigidha viganidandha paranucharya vadadhvaroma vivarasya jate mahitvam ഉക്ഷേപണം ഗർഭഗതസ്യ പോദയോ കിം കൽപദേ മാധുരഥോക്ഷജാഗസേ കിമസ്തി നാസ്തി വ്യപദേശ ഭൂഷിതം തവാസ്തി കുക്ഷേ കിയദപ്യനന്ദാഃ ജഗത്രയാന്ധോദതി സംപ്ലവോദേ നാരായണസ്യോദരനാഭിനാളാൽ വിനിർഗതോജസ്ഥിതി വാങ്ങവൈ മൃഷ കിം തീശ്വര ത്വന്ന വിനിർഗതോസ്മി നാരായണസ്ത്വം നഹി സർവദേഹിനാം ആത്മസ്യധീഷാ കില ലോകസാക്ഷി നാരായണോംഗം നരഭൂജലായനാം തച്ചാവി സത്യം നതവൈവ മായ തച്ചേജ്ജലസ്ഥം തവ സജ്ജഗദ്വപു കിം മേന ദൃഷ്ടം ഭഗവംസ്തദൈവ കിം വാസുദൃഷ്ടം ഹൃദി മേ തദൈവ കിം നോ സപദ്യേവ പുനർവ്യദർശി അത്രൈവ മായാധമനാവതാരേ അസ്യ പ്രപഞ്ചസ്യ ബഹിസ്ഫുടസ്യ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ ചാന്തരജഡരേ ജനന്യാം മായാത്വമേവ പ്രകടീകൃതം തേ യസ്യ കുക്ഷാവിദം സർവം സാൽപം ഭാതി യഥാ തഥാ തത്വയവിഹ തത് സർവം കിമിദം മായയാ വിനാ അദ്യൈവ തുദൃദേശേ കിം മമ നദേ മായാത്വമാദർശിത മേകോസി പ്രഥമം തദോ വ്രജ സുഹൃദ്വത്സാ സമസ്താമപി താവന്തോസി ചതുർഭുജാസ്തതകിലൈ സാഗം മയോപാസിതാം താവന്ദേവ ജഗന്ദ്യഭൂസ്തതമിദം ബ്രഹ്മാദ്വയം ശിഷ്യതേ അജാനതാം ത്വത്പദവീമനാത്മാ ആത്മാത്മനാഭാസി പദത്യമായാം സൃഷ്ടോ വിവാഹം ജഗതോ വിധാനം ഇവ ത്വമേഷാന്തമിവ ത്രിനേത്രാഃ സുരേഷ് ഋഷീഷീഷു തദൈവ നൃഷ്വപി തിരിക്ഷു യാദസ്വപി തേ ജനസ്യ ജന്മാ സദാം ദുർമത നിഗ്രഹായ പ്രഭോ വിധാത സദനുഗ്രഹായ ച കോ വേത്തി ഭൂമൻ ഭഗവൻ പരാത്മൻ യോഗേശ്വരോ ദീർഭവത സ്ത്രീലോക്യാം കോ വാ കഥം വാ കതി വാ കതേതി വിസ്താരയൻ ക്രീഡസി യോഗമായാം തസ്മാദിദം ജഗദശേഷമസൽസ്വരൂപം സ്വപ്നാഭമസ്തതി ദർശനം പുരു ദുഃഖ ദുഃഖം ത്വയ്യേവ നിത്യസുഖബോധതനാവനന്ദേ മായാദമുദ്യതമയത് സതിവാവഭാതി ഏകസ്ത്വമാത്മാ പുരുഷപുരാണ സത്യസ്വയം ജ്യോതിരനന്ദമാദ്യ നിത്യോക്ഷരോജസ്രസുഖോ നിരഞ്ജന പൂർണോദ്വയോ മുക്തമുപാദിതോ മൃത ഏവം വിധം ത്വാം സകലാത്മനാമഭി സ്വാത്മാനമാത്മാത്മതയാ വിചക്ഷതേ ഗുരുവർക്കലബ്ധോപനു ഉപനിഷത്സു ചക്ഷുഷ ഏതേ തരന്തീവ ഭവാനൃതാംബുധി ആത്മാനമേവാത്മതയാഖി ജാനതാം തേനൈവ ജാതം നിഖിലം പ്രപഞ്ചിതം ജ്ഞാനേന ഭൂയോപി ചതൽ പ്രളീയതേ രജ്വാമഹേ ഭോഗഭവാ ഭവൌ യഥാ അജ്ഞാന സംജ്ഞോ ഭവബന്ധമോക്ഷോ ദ്വൌ നാമ നാന്യോ സ്ഥിതി ഹൃദജ്ഞഭാവാത് അജസ്രജിത്യാത്മനി കേവലേ പരേ വിചാര്യമാണേ തരണാ വിവാഹിനീ ത്വമാത്മാനം പരം മൃത്വപരമാത്മാനമേവ ച ആത്മാ പുനഃബഹിർമൃഗ്യ അഹോജ്ഞ ജനതാജ്ഞത അന്തർഭവേനന്ദഭവന്തമേവം അദത്യചന്ദോ മൃഗയന്തി സന്ദഹ അസന്തമപ്യന്ദഹി മന്ദരേണ സന്തം സ്വന്തം ഗുണം തം കിമയന്തി സന്ദഹ അഥാപിതേ ദേവപദാംബുജദ്വയ പ്രസാദലേശാനുഗൃഹീതമേവ ഹി ജാനാതിതത്വം ഭഗവന്മഹിംനോ നചാന്യമേകോപി ചിരം വിചിന്വൻ തദസ്തുമേനാദസ ഭൂരിഭാഗോ ഭവേത്രവാന്യത്രതുവാ തിരശ്ചാം യേനാഹമേകോപി ഭവജ്ജനാനാം ഭൂത്വാ നിഷേവേ തവ പാദപല്ലവം അഹോരി ധന്യാ വ്രജഗോരമണ്യാം സ്തന്യാമൃതം വീതമതീവദേ മുദാ യാസാം വിഭോ വത്സതരാത്മജാത്മന യതൃപ്തയേധ്യാപി നജാലമധ്വര അഹോഭാഗ്യമഹോഭാഗ്യം നന്ദഗോപവ്രജോഗസാം യന്മിത്രം പരമാനന്ദം പൂർണം ബ്രഹ്മസനാതനം യേഷാം ദുഭാഗ്യമഹിമാചുതാവദാസ്താ ഏകാദശൈവ ഹി വയം വദ ഭൂരിഭാഗാഃ ഏകദൃശീകചഷകൈ അസകൽപിഭാമ ശർവാദയോങ്കൃതമധ്വമൃദാസവം തേ തദ്ഭൂരിഭാഗ്യമിഹ ജന്മകിമപ്യടവ്യാം യദ്ഗോകുലേപി കതമാങ്ക്രിരജോഭിഷേകം യജ്ജീവിതം തു നിഖിലം ഭഗവാൻ മുകുന്ദസ്തദ്വാപി യത്പദരജ ശ്രുതിമൃഗ്യമേവ Yesham Koshanivasina Mudabhavan Kim Devarati Dina Scheto Vishabalad Palam Tudavaram Kutrapayan Mukhyadi Sadvesha Divapudana Mavisagula Twameva Deva Apida Yadam Arthasugal Priyal Padanaya Pranashaya Sul Krati Tavadraya Senas Tavalkara Griham Griham Tavan Mohongri Nigadoya will Krishna Nade Janaha Prabanjanush Prabanjovi Vidambayasibutale Prabanajanadananda Sandoham Pratidham Prabho Janandam Eva Janandu Kimbahuktianame Prabho Manasova Shovajo Vaibhavam Tava Gochara Anujani Himam Krishna Sarvam Tomvelsi Sarvadrit Tomeva Jagadam Nado Jagadetavarpidam Shri Krishna Vrishnigula Bushkarajo Shadayim Shmanar Jaradijabashuda Divrdhigarin Uddharma Sharvara Kharatshira Shasadrush Agalpa Markamarhan Bhagavan Namaste Shri Shuga Vacha Ityabhishtuyam Umanam Triparikramya Vadayo Natva Abhishtam Jagadhana Sadama Pratyabhadyada Tadonyapi Bhagavan Subhuvam Pragavastidan Valsan Pulinamanini Yatha Purvasakam Sukam Egasmin Nabiyadabhyade Abhe Pranesham Jandaralpana Krishnamaya Hadarajan Shanardham Menireyar Bhaga Kim kim navismarandi hamaya mohida chedasa yen mohidam jagal sarvam bhishnam vismrudal magam ujascha sukrudam krishnam krishnam swagadam dediram hasa negopya boji kabalam ehidasa adubujyadam tato hasan krishigesho bhavahritya sahar bhage darshayam sharma jagaram avartada vanad vrajam barha prasura navadhadu vijitridangam prodhama vinudala shangara volsavadhya Valsan Gunan Manugagi, the Pavitra Girti, Gobi Drugal Savadrishi, Pravivesha Goshtam Adhyani Mahavyalo Yashodananda Sununam Hado Vidavayam Jasmat Idibala Vraje Jagu Rajovaja Brahman Parod Bhave Krishne Yam Prema Katham Bhave Yopuda Purvastogeshu Svod Bhave Shubigatyatam Shri Shogovaja Sarvesha Mivudayan Baswal Maiva Velapa, Rebativita, Dia, Tadwella, Batayavahi, Tadra, Generethas name, Sosogalpani, Hinam, Tatama, Dalambi, Putravita, Greha, Dishu, Dehalp of Adinabum, Samudirajan, Satama, Yata, Dehapredama, Sada, Ahenu, Yesadam, Dehobi, Madaba, Chetarhiso, Alpavat Priya, Ejidia, Tibide, Hesmin, Jividasha, Beliasi, Tasman, Predama, Swalpa, Sarvesha, Mavide, Hinam, Tadartha Mayosagalam, Jagadeda Chara Charam, Krishna Mayanam away Hitam, Altman, Mahila Altmanam, Jagadida, so Petra de Hiva, Bhadima, Ea, Vasudo, Janadamantra Krishnam, Stas, Jarishnuja, Bhagavadruva Magiram, Nanya the Stihagin Janam, Sarvesha Mabivastu in Ambhav or To Bhavadistida, Tasyabi Bhagavan Krishna Kimada Dustiru, Pyadam, Samashadai, Padavala Plavam, Mahalpadam Munesho, Murai, Bhavam Buddharval Sabadam Barambadam Padam Badam Yadvivadam Natesham Yadate Savamakyadam Yal Prashtohami Hatvaya Yal Kaumari Harigradam Paugande Parigirtidam Yadal Sukrat Bishchadam Murari Kardhanam Shadulame Jaminam Cham Vyaktedara Druma Jorva Pishtavam Shrunan Granane Yinaro Khilarthan Evam Bihari Kaumari Kaumaram Jahadru Vraje Nilayane Sedubandir Markado Plavana Dhibi Vishrimad Bhagavad Mahavrani Paramahamsyam Samhidayam Dashamaskande Purwarde Brahmastudir Nama Chadurdasho Dhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda One more chapter we'll read Shri Shukavajam Tatashabhavgandavaya Shridav Vraje Babuvadusto, Pashivara Samado, Gas Sharayendo, Sakibi, Samambadir, Vrindavanam Punimadiva Chakradu, Tan Matava Venamudira and Brudo, Gober Granat Biswaisho, Belan Vida, Pashun Puraskritava Shavyama, Visha, Vartugama, Kusumagaram, Panam, Tan Manjuvosha, Limrugadija, Gulam, Mahanmana Prakavaya Sarasuda, Vatena Justam, Shadabatra Gandina, Nirichirendam, Bhagavan, Manothade, Sadatra Taruna Balava Shriya, Bhala Prasuno, Rubrena Badayo, Sushachigan, Vichavanaspadin, Muda, Smayaniva, Ghag, Grajam Adi Purusha, Shri Bhagavan Vaja, Aho Ami Devaramara, Chidam Pada, Bujandi, Sumana Palar Hanam, Namandubada, Ishikabi, Admanastamo, Bahati, Uritarijan Mayal Kradam, Edelinastava Shogilogadurtam, Gayandam Adi Purusha, Nibadam, Bajande, Prayo Ami Munigana Bhavadiya Mukhya Gudam Mane Bina Jahat Tanakalpa Devam Evam Vrindavanam Srimal Krishna Pridamanabhashun Remesanjarayanadre Saris Drodasu Saridrodasa Sanuga Kujilgaidis Ayalsu Madhanda Alishwani Pradai Ubagiyamanajidam Sragvi Sangarshananyuga Kujicha Kalahamsanavani Kujadi Kujidam Abhinatidartyandam Brahinam Hasayan Kujil Mega Gambhiraya Vajanama Mirdur Raga and Pashun Kujardwahvaidi Pritya Gogo Bala Manojaya Chakora Krounja Chakra Hubhara Dwajam Shavarhina Anura Udismasatwanam, Bidavad Vyakrasimhayo, Kujil Krida Parishandam Gobol Sangoba Barhanam, Soyam Mishamayatya, Idiam Padasamahanadibi, Nritadoga the Kobe, Valgado Idiadomita, Grihida Hastogo Balan Hasando, Prasha Shamsatu, Kujil Palavadal Peshu Niyudashramagarshida, Vrishamula Shede, Gobol Sangoba Barhana, Padasamahanam Chakroke Jetasimahal Mana. Abare Hadawapmano, Vijane, Samavijayan, Anyeta Nirubani, Manojani Mahalpana, Gayan Disma Maharajas, Nehaklana the Eshane, Evam Nigural Bagarisumaya, Gobal Pajatum Jadir Vidambayan, Remi Eramala Liga Padapalavo, Grammy Samam, Grammy Vadisha Jeshtida, Sri Dama Nama Gobalu, Ramageshwayo, Sakha, Subalastoka Krishnadia, Goba, Prenmedam Abruven, Rama Rama Mahabaho, Krishna Dushtanibarhana, Ido Vidure Smahadvanam Talali Sangulam, Palani Tatraburini, Patandi Padidanija, Sandikim Tovirudhani, Denugena Duralmana, Sodi Vidya Suru Rama, He Krishna, Kare Rubadrik, Almadulibale Ranir Yadibir Buhibirburda, Tasmakan Rahara Bidyan Brahmitrahan, Sna Sevide, Pashugane, Pachisanghe, Vivarjidam, Vidyane Muktaburwani, Palani Surabhinicha, Eshavi Surabirgando, Vishuji Nova Grihede, Prayachadani in the Krishna, Gandhalo with the Chedasam, Vachastim Hadirama, Gamidam Yudiro Chate, Evam Surdajashutva, Sural Prejagirshaya, Prahasya, Jangmadur Gobe, Rudo, Talavanam, Prabhu, Bela Pravishabahubiam Talan, Sambari Gambayan, Palani Padayamasa, Madangaja, Ivo Ujasa, Palanam, Padadam Shadam Nashamya Surada, Sabha. Nishamya Sira Sabha, Babhiravat Shidalam, Sanagam Perigambain, Samaita Rasa Protect Duabhyam, Badhyam Belambili, Nihatyorasika Shabdamunjan, Parisarat Kala, Punarasa Adya, Samrabdi, Vakroshta Parakstida, Charanavavaro Rajan, Belaya Prachibadrusha, Satam Grihita, Prabhador, Brahma Yutuyabaninam, Chikshe Patanaraja Gre, Brahmana Tekta Jividam, Tena Hado Mahatalo, Vebano Brahachira, Parshastam Kambayan Bhagna, Sachanyam Sobijabaram, Balasya, Balasililayol Srishta, Karade Hada, Hada, Talas Chagambiri Sarve, Mahavatiridam, Iva, Neither Chitram Bhagavadi, Anande Jagadishwere, O the Prodamidam Yasmim, Sandushwangayatha Pada, Tata Krishnam Jaram and Jayadayo Dhenigasaye, Kroshtara Bidravan Sarve, Samramda, Hadapantava, Tamstana Bhadana Krishna Ramaschandrabalilaya, Grihidavascha, Charanan, Prahino, Tranarajasu, Pala Prairasangirnam Daiti, Daiti de Hirgada, Subhi, De Raja Busadala Ger, Canadian of Hastalam, Tayostel Suman Kam Karmam, Ishame Budadaya, Mumuju Pushpavarshani, Chakurvadya and Dushtavu, Atadara Balanya, then Panushya Gadasad, Vasatananja Pashavasche, Hada Denugaganine, Krishna Kamalamatasha Punishranagirtana, Smayamanugay, Smayamanunugay, Gopir, Sagrajo, Prajamam, Prajan, Tam Gora Childa Kundala Badhara, Vanya Prasuna, Rujirishana Charu, Hasam Kuenam Konandamanugay, Anugida Girtim, Gopio, the Chida Risho of Pagaman, Sametaha, Pitu Amugunda Mukhasara Kamachibringay, Stabam Jehur Virahajam Rajayoshido, Ni. Talsarkadim Samadigam Vivesha Goshtam Savridaha Savinayam Yatapanga Moksham Tayurishodaru Hino Putrayo Putravel Sale Yatakam Yatagalam Yatam Parama Yatam Paramashisha Yatadhwana Shramotatra Majanor Mardana Dibi Divim Masitva Rijiram Divyas Raganda Mandido Janani Bakhardam Prasya Swadvanam Balalido Samvisha Varashaya Ayam Sugam Sushabadru Vraje Evam Sabhagavan Krishna, Vrindavan Jarakochil, Yayav Ramamrdeyajan Kalindim, Sakhvir Vridaha, Athagavascha Gopascha, Nidhagata Babidida, drushtam jalam bhavustasya trishartha avishadushidam vishamastadivasprasya devopahata chedasa nibedurvyasavasarve salilande kurudvaha vishidhan vairatha bhudan krishno yogeshwareshwara ichaya amrdavarshinya sonadhan samajivayad te samradida smrdaya samuthaya jalandigad asam suvismida sarve vikshamana parasparam anyamam sadadrajan govindanugrahekshidam pitu avishambare dasya punaruthanamal mana Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Dashamaskande Purvardhe Denigavatho Nama Panchadashodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. So we will have a short break now. Chedo Darpanam Arjanam Bhavamahadavagni Nurvapanam Shreyakaidava Chandriya Vidaranam Vidyavadhu Jeevanam Anandam Budivardhanam Pradipada Purnam Radaswadhanam Sarvatma Savanam Varam Vijayade Shri Krishna Sangirtanam Namamakari Bhutami Jasarva Shakti Tatrarpi Dhani Midas Maranena Kala Eta Drishita Vakrupa Bhagavan Mamavi Purdeva Midrishamihajani Nanuragaha Trinaravi Shunichena, Taroravi Sahishnuna, Amanina Manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari, Nathanam Janam Sundari, Kavidamba Jagadisha Kamai, Mama Janmani Janmani Shwari, Bhavadas Bhattirahi Tugitvai, Ayi Nandatanu Jakingaram, Patitamam Shami Bhavambudom, Krupaya tava pada pankajasti daduli sadrasham vichindaya Nayanam galada shudharaya vadanam gadgadarudhaya gira Pulakair nichidam gadavapu tavannama grahane bhavishyati Yugaidam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayidam Shunyayidam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name Ashrishyava padaradam pinashtumam Marmahadam Karotuva Yathadadava Dhadulam Pado Pranamathastu Nayevana Pado. This particular pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the intention was to destroy the ego of Lord Brahma. That's why it is titled as various ways it's known. It's known as Valsasyam. Valsasyam means where the calves were stolen. Therefore it's called Valsasyam. This is one name. Brahma Vimohanam means the illusion which Brahma was put into. Removing Brahma's illusion. That's why it's called Brahma Vimohana Leela. So, primarily, the intention was to remove Brahma's ahankaram or ego from inside, and that is that pastime. And when, while Krishna was having prasadam with all the, with all other cowherd boys, Brahma took away all the cowherd boys and the calves and kept them in hiding. And when Brahma went to Satyalokam in Brahma's planet, when he got there, he saw another Brahma sitting there and got completely confused and came back to Vrindavanam again. And when he got back to Vrindavanam, what he saw there was the calves and the cowherd boys which were kept in hiding by Brahma, he saw them all standing with Krishna there. Although they were Krishna's, Brahma didn't know that Krishna has expanded in this way as cowherd boys and the calves. But instead when he came back, all what he saw was these calves and the cowherd boys which were kept in hiding by Brahma before, he saw them all with Krishna again. And after seeing that, Brahma got confused. What is this going on here? That whom he was hiding, they're all standing there. So he started getting confused, who is the right one out of these two? The one he kept in hiding or this one which has come here? So he has got his Krishna, looking at Krishna, he saw he has got the flute in the hand, and in the right hand he has got half of the kabbalam. Kabbalam means the ball of food, what he was holding in his hand. And looking for his friends, he saw Krishna standing there. Brahma felt a little bit ashamed for what he has done, and he also felt a little miserable with the whole situation. And Brahma felt very unhappy, fell at Krishna's lotus feet and paid obeisances to them. And the next 40 verses you will find in the Bhagavadam is known as Brahmastuti, Brahma's glorifications. So all Brahma wanted was, he was requesting Krishna to forgive him. That's all he wanted, just to forgive him. That Brahma says to Krishna, you gave me a good position. As Brahma's job, isn't it? A good position was given to me. It's not easy to reach Brahma status. Many, many great personalities, they are offered Lord Brahma's position in a much later time, after this Brahma's time. So, it is not possible, but you have given me that position to me. And it was sufficient if I had just looked after my job and stayed there, doing what I was meant to do. But this thought came to me to come and test you. It should not have happened. This is Brahma's guilt. Brahma is feeling guilty that he felt this desire to test Krishna. That itself is a great offense on Brahma's part. So, that was the mistake. Why did that desire build up inside in me like that? We don't think like that. Normally we also have the same nature in us, isn't it? Due to the rajogunam inside. We feel after a while, why shouldn't I do it? I can't do the same thing. What's wrong? These thoughts will come. And that rajogunam from inside will work, operate in this way, and it will create all kinds of problems later. So he says to him that, I have made a mistake. I should not have, such a thought should not have occurred in my mind to come and test you. Who are you and who is me? So he asks for forgiveness and saying to Krishna that there is no mistake that cannot be forgiven by you. Brahma's humility you can see at that time. The mistake may be very heavy mistake, what I have committed, but you are so great that you are able to forgive me for the mistake I have committed. So, all these universes are within you. All these universes are within you. And not one universe, millions of universes are within your belly, isn't it? And I am managing one of those small universes within that. And millions of universes are generated from your body. They're coming out and millions are going back inwards. So, why it is like this? Where are you and what is me? So, there is uses this word. Brahma says to Krishna at that time that you do not take this very seriously for what I have done. Even though the mistake is unforgivable, to think that you could challenge Krishna in that way, even though it is very unforgivable, but he says one interesting thing there. In the 12th verse, if we look, Ulchepanam garbhagadasya padayo kim kalpade madhura doksha jagase kim asti nasti vibhadesha boshidam tavasti kukshe kyada pyanandaha. Ulchepanam garbhagadasya padayo ho. That when mother is pregnant with the baby inside, baby will kick inside the belly, a lot of kicks. But mother doesn't take revenge when the baby comes out later, oh, you have kicked me a lot inside, I'm going to return back everything what you have given me. No, mother never thinks like that. Even though baby inside the belly is kicking and moving around inside while she is carrying the baby, when the baby comes later on to this world, mother doesn't feel any revenge towards the baby for what they have done. So similarly, Brahma is saying to Krishna, all these universes are within your belly. Uchevanam garbhagadasya padayoho kim kalpade madhura dosha jagase kimasti nasti vyabadesha bhushidam tavasti kukshe kiyada pyanandaha. So that statement that millions and millions of universes are coming from you And where are you? And like the mothers don't take, react to the babies who have done what they have done. Is not that something what I have done, a similar offense like the babies do within the belly? So, just like when the babies move their legs and hands inside, probably sometimes it may hurt the mothers, but still they don't feel any reaction for that. They don't react to that. So, Brahma felt at that time, he felt in his mind, as though Krishna is asking this question, did I punish you? That is the way Brahma felt. Did I punish you for anything? I have not done anything. You have covered my calves and covered my friends, covered boys. I took my own way. I found my way of coming out of this situation. They are there. And I have not done anything to you. You did what you want to do. I didn't do. I did what I had to do, which I did that. It was not with the intention of punishing you anything. I created some cowherd boys and calves. That's all. I didn't punish you, he said. But only Brahma knew what was happening. Brahma knew what was happening. Because when he got there, job was gone. Isn't it? He lost his job there in Brahmalokam. That is one thing. And is that what is causing him the problem? Okay, if that is what is bothering you, then don't go there, stay here, he said. So, live in Vrindavanam, he said, for some time. I have no objection, he said. Note that Brahma says that, I don't want that Brahma's job. I'm happy to stay here with you. Happy to stay with you. If I can live in this Vrindavanam with all the your friends, cowherd boys, and see you all the time here, I consider more than fortunate, he said. So, but there is another problem. If I stay in Vrindavanam, what will happen is, I have got four heads. And if I walk around with these four heads in Vrindavanam, people will think I am a special creature coming from the zoo, a new animal which they have not seen before. And they will say, they will keep asking, where is this person coming from with the four-headed person? So, they will start asking me and they will probably catch me and put me in a zoo as a special animal in that way. So, all these thoughts was there, in Krishna is teasing him in this way. These thoughts are coming up in Brahma's heart about himself in this way. Krishna says, you can stay here. Brahma says, if I stay here, there is this problem. People will take me in a different way. Altogether, in a very peculiar circumstances, which means, in Shastra they will use the word, no iham, no param. That means, your life in this world is in a mess. And as far as spiritual life and self-realization is concerned, that's also in a mess. It happens sometimes in life. Your material life is in a mess anyway. And somehow or the other, you have taken some courage to develop spiritually, and you wanted to move in the spiritual path. But when you looked at the spiritual side, they are also full of problems. Everything is in a mess there also. Because of the ego inside and other problems, dvesham, ryagam, everything inside, that side also is not going very well. So material side is in a bad shape, the spiritual side is also in a mess. So Brahma's situation is more or less like that. So he's saying to him, that he says to Krishna that, I would like to live in Vrindavanam, but I cannot live here with these four heads, he said. So at least let me take birth as a grass here. Let me take birth as a grass here. And in that situation, these gobis, cowherd boys, gobas, everybody, cows, everyone, they will walk over my grass, over the grass. And the dust from their feet will fall on me, and that may purify me. Krishna started sensing the ego is getting dissolved. Ego is like a mountain inside. I'm capable of doing everything, isn't it? I'm big, I'm important. But that has gone now. From ego has quietly dissipated, dissolved, and he started realizing, Krishna wanted Brahma to realize what his position is. What his position is. He says to him that at that time, he says to him that you can see that in those verses where he mentions that. then he says, Adhabide deva padambujadvayam prasadaleshanugrihidamevahi janadidattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanyameko vichiram vichinvan tadastumena dasabhuri bhago bhavetravanyatra duvatirascham yenahameko vibhavajjananam bhutva nisheve tavapadapallavam ahodidhanya vrajagoramanya stanyamrudam pidamadivade muda yasam vibhoval sadaralmajalmana yatratvayedhyabina chalamadhvaram ahobhagyam Nandagoba Vrajaugasam Yenmitram Paramanandam Purnam Brahma Sanatanam. That is how he concludes those prayers, saying that is all what he wants, to be under the guidance of the cowherd boys, the gobis, and the cows who are present there. So when Ahobhagyam Nandagoba Prajaugasam Enmitram Paramanandam Purnam Brahma Sanatanam. When this was spoken, Krishna looked at Brahma. At that point, Krishna looks at Brahma. So he says to Brahma, Brahma, you are not qualified for that, to be in Vrindavan with others like that. So even if you sell your Brahmalokam, you won't get that credit to buy this good fortune to be in Vrindavanam with the cowherd boys. Says to him, so Brahma says that I am not even asking for a human birth. Yenaham ekevi bhavajananam bhutva. You will see there verse that in the 30th verse. Tadastu mena dasabhuri bhaga bhavetravanyatraduva tirascham. Tava pada pallavam. Then he says that I will live here like a cowherd boy serving you. When he said that is when Krishna was looking at Brahma, saying to him, you are not in that category. Brahma is not in that category even to become a cowherd boy. And when Krishna, Brahma says that even if I get a birth as a grass, a blade of grass in Vrindavanam, that would be sufficient. So at that time Krishna understood that Brahma's ego has completely gone away. That was all the intention was. Brahma had this feeling that I am the creator. I am the creator. Leave that behind. Krishna, with his eyes, told Brahma, now you can go. And nothing was spoken. So, if you want to see Krishna's seriousness, it is in instances like this, you will see. On the one hand, he can play with the cowherd boys and the calves, but when he's dealing with Brahma, he is very, very serious. So, personalities like Brahma and others, Lord Shiva, when they come, there is a different mood in Krishna, and you will observe that. And Krishna's mood was this. When calves make sound in the Vrindavanam forest, cows and the calves, they make different sounds. Krishna will respond to that. But after hearing Brahmastuti, Krishna had nothing to say. That is what is important. When cows and the calves, when they make different sounds in the forest, Vrindavanam forest, Krishna also makes different sounds responding to the cows and the calves and the cowherd boys. They all communicate each other through various sounds. Here, Brahma is standing there, 40 or 50 verses, Brahmastuti, amazing glorification of Krishna, and with such a humble tone, he has spoken, Krishna has nothing to say. Krishna has nothing to say about it. That this is Krishna's seriousness, that position, who he is, you will notice that in these dealings with the devotees. So, Brahma, anyway, got the message that he can go back now, because Krishna showed him, gave him the signal, you can go now. He knew that his position is there, the job is there. And then Krishna comes back to the into the middle of all the cowherd boys who were present there. This has all started a year ago. It is now finished, the drama is over. They have all disappeared. Krishna has expanded, they have all disappeared. And 1 year was known to them. And all the calves and cowherd boys who were hiding, who were kept in hiding by Brahma, they have all come on the scene. And they were asking Krishna at that time, how did you get back so soon? This 1 year time was unknown to them, this gap of 1 year, for the cowherd boys and the calves. They were asking, how did you come back? Because Krishna told them, you wait here, I'll go and search for the calves and the cow and the cowherd boys, and I'll come back for the calves. And that's how he left. That was the time when Brahma took them and put them in hiding, isn't it? So now you can see, after a year when they came back, the children didn't know that this has happened. 1 year time has gone. That means you can always remember this. Space and time is product of the mind. It's a product of the mind. In other words, it's a product of Maya. If Krishna wants to play with the time, he can play with time. You will always observe this. In one instance, we are thinking that these are all absolute things, isn't it? Time is absolute for us. Space is absolute for us. We look at time and space in that way. That because we have got the finest clocks made in Switzerland, indicating exact time, so precise, we think it is such a powerful thing. What is time and space? Time and space is a product of Maya. Once you come to the spiritual platform, body is not important anymore. At that time you realize this time and space is also an illusion created by Maya inside us. That is why, in spite of so much research work, we still do not understand this thing called time and space. So, therefore, generally, it is a product of Maya and it is influences the mind. The mind is affected by the time and space. So, 1 year time, what the children felt, according to the calculations, that 1 year has gone, the children didn't feel 1 year has gone. They just felt that only a few minutes back Krishna has gone, he's back now. That's how they felt. The children felt. But Shukha Brahmarshi says in the Bhagavad, 1 year has gone. Parikshit Maharaj got confused about it. How did this happen? That's why he asked that question at that time, which you will see the answer later. So, they all got together and went home with the original cowherd boys and the calves, and Krishna all together went home. And they went home and they spoke about everything what has happened to their parents, the cowherd boys, who went back to their homes. They spoke everything to the that they went into a big, huge python, Akasura. They got inside, how Krishna killed Akasura, everything. And even though it happened a year ago, Akasura was killed a year ago, but that news got back to their parents only now, through the children. And because they were lying in the power of Maya created by Brahma, that they didn't know 1 year has gone. Brahma can also play with the time. That power of Maya is such that Brahma is also in control of that. Brahma's Maya, they were fallen into that and they were away for a year. So like this pastime, Akasura's pastime, is interesting in the sense that you can see how time is under control. Time is under Krishna's control. Once you come to the spiritual platform, you don't worry about the time anymore. Time has no meaning after all. Because Atma, what does it say? Nityam, isn't it? Nitya, Shuddha, Buddha, Mukta, Surubam. Atma's nature is Nityam, eternal it is. When you are not eternal, that is when you worry about the time. That means when you are on the identification with the body, you worry about the time. When you are on the platform of the soul, you don't worry about the time. Soul doesn't require clocks and watches to know the time, because they are eternal. Nityam, that is why this Satya, eternity, Satya Chitta Anandam, that Satya or eternity, which is Nityam, eternal, this eternity is the very nature of the living entity. It is not the temporary bodily existence. Temporary bodily existence is due to identification, it has come. So that is another lesson that he has to learn from this. So, So many interesting pastimes you will see. That every day they invented new games to play. What they were playing yesterday, they won't play the next day. That Krishna was developing new games for them to play. So one day Krishna says to them that, he says to Balaram, Balaram, you look very, very tired today. And if we go home, your mother will ask me, why did you not look after your brother, Rohini? Rohini will ask, why did you not look after your brother? So what will I answer? Krishna is saying this to Balaram in a very affectionate tone. So he says to Balaram, come here. And Krishna makes a bed for Balaram to lie down with all the flowers in the forest. And after that, tell his brother, you lie down on this bed of flowers. And Balaram says to Krishna, Krishna, I'm not tired. Why are you asking me to do that? Krishna says to him, you are not the one to decide. I am the one to decide whether you are tired or not. And whether you are sick or not, you are not the one to decide. I am to decide, he says. I am the doctor. So Balaram's nature, if Krishna says something, he just obliges. He agrees to lie down. So Balaram was lying down on the bed of flowers. And after that, he says to Sri Rama that, takes Balaram's feet and put it on your lap and start massaging that. And Sri Ram did that, put Krishna's feet, Balaram's feet on his lap and start massaging that. And told Balaram, you put your head on my lap. So Balaram's head on Krishna's lap and feet on Sri Ram's lap. They are lying like that. And they started massaging Balaram everywhere. And another cowherd boy, he told them to bring the Ashoka flowers and start fanning Balaram. So he started doing that. And another person was standing there and singing a nice song to please Balaram. And other cowherd boys were standing there and they were also joined the music. Balaram says to Krishna, Krishna, I'm not tired. Why are you doing all this to me? He says that, no, you are tired, he says. Krishna is forcing him and telling him that you are tired. I am the one to decide. Eventually, in a competitive way, all the cowherd boys and Krishna started massaging Krishna, Balaram's feet and looking after Balaram in an unusual way. This kind of treatment never happened before. So it was quite an unusual thing happened. So when all this was happening, Balaram's head is on Krishna's lap. Krishna very quietly says to Balaram, in his ears, he says to him, look, you know why I'm doing this? He says to Balaram. Balaram couldn't figure out what is this. He says to him, that when I came as Ramachandra, you did a lot of service to me as Lakshmana. I have to give it back to you. That's why I'm doing this, he said. So Balaram started thinking. When Balaram came as Lakshmana, Balaram was Lakshmana in Ramavadaram, in Ramachandra's appearance, he was Lakshmana, wasn't it? And Lakshmana has looked after Ramachandra a lot in the forest. With Sita Devi, many years in the forest, Lakshmana had done a lot of service to Ramachandra. Ramachandra told Lakshmana, one day I will give it back to you. He says, I didn't get that opportunity, so I am forcing this on you now. I have to square the account. I have to settle the account now. And therefore, I am doing all these things, he said. That at least I should partly pay back what you have done for me. So therefore I am doing this, whether you are tired or not, that's another issue. He said, doesn't matter. But I have to do this because you have given that service to me. So so it was while all this was going on, not far from there, there was a forest of palm trees where there's palm fruits were available there. And the smell of those fruits which were there, in the wind it was coming there, and the cowherd boys, one of the mentions there, saying to Krishna, can you smell that smell of that fruits of the palm trees which are coming here? And we want to eat that, but we can't go there. He says that, and we want to drink that water from the palm fruits, and also the palm fruits when you scrape inside, like the coconuts, you also have something nice to eat, very tender and smooth thing in the palm fruits, you'll find that. We want to have that. But the boys were saying, cowherd boys were saying, And it, when we think about that, it comes to, the water comes in the mouth, they are saying. So, he says, if you look in the 15th chapter, you will see there that Sodivirya Surorama, He Krishna, Kararu Badrak, Almadulya Bale Ranyir, Nyadibir Bahubir Vradaha, Nyadibir Bahubir Vradaha, Sodivirya Surorama, He Krishna, Kararu Badrak, Almadulya Bale Ranyir, Nyadibir Bahubir Vrada. That together they are saying that you have been, that means this, so the Virya Asuru Rama, He Krishna Kararubadrek, Almadulya Bale Ranyir, Nyadivir Bahubir Vrada. Addressing Krishna and Rama, addressing Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boys are saying this to them, that you have been you have been together like this for quite some time now. Krishna was looking after Balaram and all the cowherd boys, everything. That if you have got the courage, help us to get those fruits, because there is a very powerful demon there called Dhenugasura. Dhenugasura is there, and he is a very powerful person. So instead of addressing Krishna, they address this to Balaram. Krishna's mood was, Balaram, now you had enough rest. You should be ready for a fight now. So, winding him up. Krishna says, I am not the person for this. Balaram is more powerful to do this. So when people around you start saying like this, all the cowherd boys were saying, Balaram, if you had the courage to fight that demon, Dhenugasura, and get us that fruits, we will all pay our respects to you. And they were glorifying Balaram like this. Krishna is also saying, I'm not the right person for it. Balaram is the right person to do that. So everybody started talking about Balaram like this. So Balaram felt, if everybody is saying like that, I have to show them who I am. Isn't it? Balaram also gets very inspired to do that. So he says to him, He Krishna Kararubadrak. You can see that word there used. He Krishna Kararubadrak, he says. Kararupa means that you are like a donkey. Donkey's dress, that's what he has called. Kararupa drukka. Yeah. Sodivirya Suro Rama, He Krishna, Kararupa druk. Atmadulya Bale Ranyir, Nyadivir Bahubir Vradaha. So when he said that, he says to him in that way, that when they are talking to Krishna, the cowherd boys, they are saying that he is just a donkey. Who? Dhenugasura. He is just a donkey. Hey Krishna, Kararubadrak, in the donkey's form. But when they talk to Balaram, they are saying that Sodivirya Asura Rama, he is an asura, he is a demon, he is a very powerful demon. While talking to Krishna, they minimize his power. Who? Dhenugasura's power, they minimize and say, he's only a donkey. You should not be fighting with him. To Balaram, they're saying to him, Sodivirya Asura Rama, he is a big asura. Adiviryam, a lot of power in him, and you have to fight with him. To Balaram, they put it like this. So all the time, they were talking in such a way that, in a way that, for Krishna it is very easy to kill him. For Balaram it could be very difficult because he's a very powerful demon. When you say like that, Balaram felt that deliberately they are making Krishna is very powerful and I don't have any strength. The name itself is Balaram, isn't it? Full of power. So Balaram, all this was done to inspire Balaram to fight. Balaram is a very cool person. But to instigate him, to inspire him to fight, all these kinds of words were spoken by the cowherd boys. At that point, Balaram also felt very much wanted to fight. He says, if it is like that, I'll sort that out, Balaram says. Balaram didn't have any particular plans and he was not getting any opportunity. In childhood pastimes, you will notice this. This is the first instance where Balaram getting involved in one of the pastimes. Everything else Krishna has done, isn't it? Well, Sasura, Bagasura, Akasura, Putana, all of them were killed by Krishna. Balaram never got an opportunity to do anything. And Krishna started sensing this, that Balaram is feeling this. He didn't get an opportunity to do anything in the pastimes. So this was the first opportunity Krishna has given to Balaram to show his strength. So here, Balaram got the first opportunity. So he got up from his place and he went into the forest straight away, and four of big, powerful, big, huge palm trees, Balaram went and shook them with his hands to show his strength. And they started breaking down and falling from the top. And not only that, you could see Balaram's strength at that time. In the Bhagavatam, you will see who is Balaram. If you look into the sixth canto, you will find there. That is Adishesha, Ananta, isn't it? This whole universe is like a small mustard seed in one of the hoods, it says there. The Tattvam side we have spoken before, what that means, isn't it? Balaram means Sangarshanam. Sangarshanam means Ahangaram. World sustained on false ego. The whole creation is going on because of the false ego. That is why it is, in a personal form, when you put it, you say it is Sangarshanam, Balaram and all. But from the Vedantam side, if you look at it, it is the Ahangaram that is supporting this sustenance of this universe, this creation. If there is no Ahangaram, this creation cannot go on. What will happen? We'll all be pure devotees, isn't it? Then creation won't go on. Because there is Ahangaram inside, creation goes on. All these rajasic activities, building, construction, running here, running there, flying here, flying there, all kinds of things. Why? Ego is operating from inside. So you can see from there that Denugasura also, that if Balaram wants it, he can shake the whole creation. Because he is the Ahangaram inside. Vasudeva, Pradyumna, Sangarshana, Aniruddha. The four expansions of Krishna, isn't it? Chaturvyuham. Vasudeva, Sangarshana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. Aniruddha is the controller of the mind. Pradyumna is the control of the intelligence. Vasudeva is the control of the chittam. And Sangarshana is the control of the Ahangaram. Ahangaram is Sangarshana's control. That is why you see the close link between Lord Shiva and Balaram. Whom does Lord Shiva is meditating on? Balaram. You will see in Ilavrata Varsham, Sri Parvati Devi, along with Lord Shiva, worships Sangarshanamurti. Very specifically mentioned in the Bhagavatam. So that relationship has come from this. Lord Shiva, who is also the operator of the Sangarshanamurti in this creation, Tamogunam, Ahangaram is a part of Tamogunam, is it not? So when you look at from the Tattvam side, from the Vedantam side, you can see that how that operates through this. So he could go and he could hear this, and Denugasura woke up from that and he is running close to find out who is doing this, who is shaking, because it is his forest. Somebody is questioning him. And when he saw, Balaram wanted to kick him, fight with Denugasura. But as soon as Denugasura came closer to him, he turned his back. The donkeys have got one nature. They won't fight with you with a friend. They, with the back legs, they will kick you. That's their way of fighting. They will turn back and with the back legs, they will kick you. So Balaram thought that, why is it turned back like this? And thought that maybe he does not want to get beaten, he is running away. He thought like that. No, instead, donkeys have got this habit of kicking with the back foot. So, looking at Balaram's beautiful chest, this Denugasura gave a good kick. His form is a donkey form. With that leg, he gave a good kick on Balaram's chest. So, as soon as he kicked, Balaram didn't expect that, suddenly caught hold of his leg, caught hold of his leg. As soon as he caught hold of him, he lifted him and swung him a few times and threw it to the top of the trees, And it hit some of the trees, their top, and they all fell due to the power of Balaram's strength, what was coming through that throw. And one after the other, many palm trees fell off. Then, and not only that, the power was such that many of Denugasura's friends, after hearing all this sound, they came over and they wanted to fight with Balaram. Balaram and some of his friends together, that they killed all those demons came there, and they took all the fruits what they wanted, had a good drink, and they collected the peacock feathers and so many other things, the treasures of the forest. They collected from there and they were very happy about that. And immediately after this first time, Krishna played the flute. Krishna played the flute. And the cowherd boys glorified Krishna and Balaram at that time. Vilyomangalam mentions this in Krishna Karanamadam. What he says there is that scenario, that scene what Balaram and Krishna together after killing Dhenugasura. Godulidu sarida komala gopavesham gopala balakashadei anugamyamanam sayandanam pradigraham pashubandhanartam gachanda machulashishum pranatos minityam. That Godulidu sarida komala gopavesham. Due to whole day tending the cows, the dust from the ground has fallen on Krishna's face, Krishna's hair, and whole of Krishna's body is covered with the dust. Dust from the calves and the cows. Godulidu sarida komala gopavesham. And what else? All the cowherd boys also have the same dust on their body. They are all joined Krishna and they are all walking together. Gopala balaka shadeira nugamyamanam. And in the evening, sayandanam pratigraham pashubandana artham. In the evening, when they were going home, what were they going to do? They had to take their cows back home, the calves, and they had to tie them down in the goshala. That was their greatest wealth, wasn't it? Cows and the calves. So they had to take them home and tie them in the goshala. Sayandanam pratigraham pashubandhanartham. That scene, Vilyomangalam mentions this. Gachandi achyudashishum pranadosmi nityam. I pay my obeisances to Krishna, who has with Balaram and the cowherd boys going home fully covered in dust and sweating also. The sweat and with the dust, Krishna's color has completely changed. It looks so beautiful for Vilyomangalam. He puts that in a specific verse in the Krishna Karanamrutam also. So, Vilyomangalam says, in the middle of all these things, the gopis were waiting to see Krishna. And in the midst of all that, Vilyomangalam pays his obeisances to Krishna in these words. He does that. And how beautiful that is. Vilyomangalam says, Godulidu sarida komala kundalagram. In another place he says, Govardhano dharana keli krita prayasam. Gobi jana kuchakunguma mundi nangam. Govindam indu vadanam sharanam rajema. These two verses in Krishna Karanamrutam you will find that interesting. One is talking about the same thing, but in two different ways he has spoken that. 1:226. Godulidu sarida komala kundalagram govardhano dharana keli krita prayasam. Gobi janasya kuchakunguma mudridangam. Govindam indu vadanam sharanam bhajama. That Godhulidhu sarida. Godhuli. Godhuli means the dust from the feet of the cows. And Komala Kundalagram, all Krishna's beautiful hair is covered with that dust. And Krishna finds it very difficult to lift this Govardhanam hill. Govardhanu Udharna Geli Krita Prayasam. But it is a pastime. With great difficulty he lifts a Govardhana hill. Then Gobi Janasya Kucha Kunguma Mudridangam. Due to being embraced by the gopis, the kumkumam from their vermilion powder, that is from their chest, has fallen on Krishna's body in different places. To that Govinda, Indu Vadanam Sharanam Rajema, I take shelter of Govinda. This is a form of meditation for Vilyomangalam. He is presenting his meditations to us. What he has in meditation, how he is seeing Krishna. One is this verse. And in another verse, he is saying that Godulidu sarida komala gopavesham gopala balaka shadeir anagamyamanam sayandanam pratigraham pashubandhanartham gachandam achyudashisham pranadosmi nityam. Don't remember the number. He is saying how when he was traveling back, covered in the same dust, but gopala balaka shadeir anagamyamanam completely accompanied by all the cowherd boys, he is going they are going back to the back home to tie down all their cows and calves, everything, and that scene is spoken there. So when the calves are moving, when they were walking, that they, from the dust that was coming from there, was all covering Krishna's hair. So and also Krishna is sweating. The sweat is also mixed with this powder or the dust from Vrindavanam. So and then every day they are saying here, every day there was one instance or the other that was happening in the forest. One instance or the other will happening here. But all of them, Shukha Brahmarshi says, I can't say here. I just don't have that. Whatever Shukha Brahmarshi is saying, all these things, whatever that comes to his mind at that particular point. So that is that, two chapters, 15 and the 16. What we have finished is the 15th verse, isn't it? So now the 16th chapter, we'll read through that. Shri Shuka Vacha Vilokya Dushidam Krishnam Krishna Krishna Hina Vibhu Tasya Vishuddhi Manyuchan Sarpam Tamudava Sayal Raja Vacha Kadamandar Jale Gadena Grinad Bhagavanahim Savai Bhuyuga Vasam Yadasid Vipragatyatam Brahman Bhagavadasya Bhumna Sochandavartinam Gopalo Darajaridam Kastripyedamadam Jushan Shri Shuka Vacha Kalindyam Kaliyasya Kaliyasyasil Ghradakaschidushagminam Sharapyavanamaya Payasmin Padanduberika Khagaha Viprushpada Vishadopar Marudena Pimarshida Mriyande Tiragayasya Praninas Tirajangamaha Tam Chandavega Vishavirya Mavekshadena Dushtamnadim Jagala Samyamanavadara Krishna Kadamamadirukhya Tadoditungam Aspodhya Gadarashanonya Nepadadvishayade Sarpakrata Purushasara Nipadavegam Samkshobidiroga Vishochitam Virashi Paryakludo Vishakashaya Vibhishano Mir Dhavan Dhanu Shadamananda Velasya Kimtad Tasya Khrade Vikhrado Bujadanda Khurnam Varghosha Vangavaravarana Vikramasya Ashrutyadal Susadana Vibhavam Nirikshya Chachushrava Samasaratam Adrishyamana Tam Prakshani Sukumara Khanavadadam Shri Valsabhida Vasanam Smita Sundarasyam Kridandam Pratibhayam Kamalodayam Krimsam Dashyamarmasu Rushabhujaya Chachada Tam Nagaboga Parivida Madrishta Jeshta Alokedal Priyasakha Pashubha Brishartha Krishna Erpidalpa Surdartha Kalartragama Dukhani Shokabhayam Utadiyo Nipetu Gavo Vrushavalsadirya Kandamana Sudukhidaha Krishna Nyasthekshana Bhida Yudatyam Ivatastire Atha Vrajema Holpada Srivida Hyadida Aruna Ulpedur Bhuvidivyalpan Yasan Napesham Sina Tana Lakshabayo Digna Gopananda Puryogama Vinaramenaga Krishnam Yatva Charaidam Gadam Tair Durnimitir Nidhanam Matva Praptamada Dvidaha Tal Prana Tanmanasta Aste Dukha Shoka Bhayatviraha Abala Vridhavanida Sarvenga Pashivurtaya Nirjagun Nirjagmurgogula Dina Krishna Darshanala Alasa Tam Sadakadaran Viksha Bhagavan Madhavo Bala Prahasikin Jinnovacha Prabhavat Yonujasyasa Te Nyeshamana Deidam Krishnam Suchitaya Padai Bhagavalashaner Jagmu Padavya Yamunatadam Te Tatra Tatra Abjaya Vangushashani Dajopapannani Padani Vishpade Marge Gavamanya Padandara Andare Nirikshamanam Yayuranga Satvaraha Andarhrade Bujagabhoga Paridamaral Krishnam Nirihamubalabhya Jalashayande Gopamsha Muta Dishanan Paridapashumscha Samkrandada Parama Kashmala Mahapurartha Gopyonurektamanaso Bhagavatyanande Tal Sauhrudasmita Viloka Girasmarandya Grasyehinam Priyadame Vrishadukhataptaha Shunyam Priyavyadihirdam Dadushu Strilokam Ta Krishna Madaram Abhattimanu Pravishtam Tulyavyatha Samanugrihyashuja Sravandya Tastavruja Priyakatha Katayandyamasan Krishna Ananyarpidadvrisho Mrtaka Pratikaha Krishna Pranamar Vishadonandadin Vichadam Hridam Pratyashedat Sabhagavan Ramakrishna Anubhavavid ഇത്തം സഗോകുലമനന്യഗതി നിരീക്ഷ സസ്ത്രേകുമാരമതി ദുഃഖിതമാത്മഹേതോ ആജ്ഞായമർത്തി പദവി അനുവർത്തമാനം സ്ഥിത്വാ മുഹൂർത്തമതതിഷ്ഠ ദുരംഗബന്ധാ തത്പഥ്യമാന വപുഷ വ്യതിതാത്മഭോഗം സ്യക്തോന്നമയ്യകുപിതസുഭണാൻ ഭുജംഗ തസ്തോ ശ്വസൻ ശ്വസനരന്ധ്രവിഷ അംബരീഷസ്തദ്ദേക്ഷണോത്ഭുഗമുഖോ ഹരിമീക്ഷമാണാം തം ജിഹ്വയാ ദ്വിഷികയാ പരിഹേലിഹാനം ദ്വേ സൃക്കിണി അധികരായുഷാഗ്നിദൃഷ്ടിം ക്രീഡന്നമം പരിസസാര യഥാ ഖഖേന്ദ്രോ ബഭ്രാമസോപ്യവസരം പ്രസമീക്ഷമാണാം ഏവം പരിബ്രഹ്മഹതൗജസമുന്നതാം സ ആനമ്യതൻ പ്രതിശിരസ്വധിരൂഢമാധ്യ തന്മൂർധരത്നനികര സ്പർശാദിതാമ്രം പാദാംബുജോ അഖില കലാദി ഗുരുർ നനർത്താഹ തം നർത്തുമുദ്യതമവേക്ഷതദാതദീയം ഗന്ധർവസിദ്ധ സുരചാരണ ദേവവധ്വാ പ്രീത്യാമൃതംഗ പണമാനക വാദ്യഗീതം പുഷ്പോപഹാരം ദിവി സഹസോപസേതു യദ്യച്ചിരോന്നമതൈങ്ങ ശതൈകശീർഷണം സത്തന്മമർദ്ധ കരദണ്ഡതരോങ്ക്രിവാദൈ ക്ഷീണായുഷോ ഭ്രമത ഉൽബണമാസ്യദോസ്രം നസ്തോവമൻ പരമകശ്മലമാപനാഗ തസ്യാക്ഷിഭിർഗരളമുദ്ധമതശിരസു യദ്യൽസമുന്നമതി നിശ്വസദോരുഷോച്ചൈ നൃത്യൻപദാനുമയൻ ദമയാം ബഭൂവ പുഷ്പൈ പ്രപൂജിതമിവേഹ പുമാൻ പുരാണ തച്ചിത്രതാണ്ഡവിരുഗണമനാഥപത്രോ രക്തമുഖൈരരുവമൻ മൃതഭഗ്നഗാത്ര സ്മൃത്വാ ചരാചരഗുരും പുരുഷം പുരാണം നാരായണം തമരണം മനസാ ജഗാമ കൃഷ്ണസ്യ ഗർഭജതോഹതി ഗർഭജഗതോതിഭരാവസന്നം പാർഷ്ണീ പ്രഹാര പരിരുഗ്മണഭനാഥപത്രം ദൃഷ്ടുവാഹിമാദ്യം ഉപസേരമുഷ്യപത്ന ആർത്ഥ ശലദ്വസനഭൂഷണ കേശബന്ധാ താസ്തം സുവിഗ്നമനസോത പുരസ്കൃതാർഭ കായം നിധായ ഭുവി ഭൂതപതിം പ്രണയമോ സാധ്വാ കൃതാഞ്ജലിവിട ശമലസ്യ ഭർത്തു മോക്ഷേപ്സവ ശരണതം ശരണം പ്രപന്നാ നാഗപത്യോജുന്യായോ ഹി ദണ്ഡകൃതകിൽഭിഷേസ്മ്യം സ്തവാവതാരഖല നിഗ്രഹായ രിപോസുതാനാമതി തുല്യദൃഷ്ടേ ദൽസേതമം ഫലമേവാനുശംസൻ അനുഗ്രഹോയം ഭവതകൃതോ ഹിനോ ദണ്ഡോ സദാം തേ ഖലുകൽമഷാപഹ യദ്ദന്തശൂകത്തമമുഷിരീഹിനാം ക്രോധോവിധേനുഗ്രഹമേവ സമ്മത തപസ്സുതത്വം കിമനേന പൂർവ്വം നിരസ്തമായ നിജമാനദേന ധർമ്മോധവാ സർവജനാനുകമ്പയാം യതോ ഭവാം സ്തുഷ്യതി സർവജീവ കസ്യാനുഭാവോസന്നദേവ വിദ്മഹേ മദേവാംക്രീരേണു സ്പൃശാധികാരം യദ്വാചയാ ശ്രീലേലാചരത്തവോ വിഹായ കാമാന് സുചിരം ധൃതവ്രതാഹ ന നാഗപൃഷ്ടം ന ച സാർവഭൗമം ന പാരമേഷ്ട്യം ന രസാധിപത്യം ന യോഗസിദ്ധീരപുനർഭവം വ വാഞ്ഛന്തി യൽപാദരജ പ്രപന്നാഃ തദേഷനാഥ അബ്ദുരാഭമന്യേ സമോചനി ക്രോധവശോപ്യഹീഷ സംസാരചക്രൈ ഭ്രമത ശരീരിണോ ഇതി ചതസ്വാധിഭവ സമക്ഷാഃ നമസ്തുഭ്യം ഭഗവതി പുരുഷായ മഹാത്മനെ ഭൂതാവാസായ ഭൂതായ പരമായ പരായ പരമാത്മനെ ജ്ഞാനവിജ്ഞാനന്ദയെ ബ്രഹ്മണി അനന്തശക്തയെ അഗുണായ വികാരായ നമസ്തേ അപ്രാകൃതായ ച കാലായ കാലനാഭായ കാലാവയവ സാക്ഷണേ വിശ്വായ തദ്ദ്രഷ്ടേ തൽക്കർത്രേ വിശ്വഹേതവേ ഭൂതമാത്രേന്ദ്രിയ പ്രാണമനോ ബുദ്ധ്യാശയാത്മനെ ത്രിഗുണേന അഭിമാനേന ഗൂഢസ്വാത്മാനുഭൂതയെ നമോ നന്ദായ സൂക്ഷ്മായ കൂടസ്ഥായ വിപശ്ചിതേ നാനാവാദാനുരോധായ വാച്യവാചകശക്തയെ നമ പ്രമാണമൂലായ കവയെ ശാസ്ത്രയോനെയെ പ്രവൃത്തായ നിവൃത്തായ നിഗമായ നമോ നമ നമ കൃഷ്ണായ രാമായ വസുദേവ സുതായ ച പ്രദ്യുമ്നായ നിരുദ്ധായ സാത്വതാമ്പതയെ നമ നമോ ഗുണപ്രദീപായ ഗുണാൽപച്ഛാദനായ ച ഗുണവൃത്തിപലക്ഷായ ഗുണദ്രഷ്ടേ സുസംവിധേ അവ്യാകൃത വിഹാരായ സർവവ്യാകൃത സിദ്ധയെ ഹൃഷികേശ നമസ്തേ സ്തുമനയേ മൗനശീലിനേ പരാവരഗതിജ്ഞായ സർവാധ്യക്ഷായ ദേ നമ അവിശ്വായ വിശ്വായ തദ്ദ്രഷ്ടേ സ്ഥിജഹേതവേ ത്വം ഹസ്യ ജന്മസ്ഥിതി സംയമാൻ പ്രഭോ ഗുണൈരനീഹ കൃതകാലശക്തിദൃക് തത്തൽ സ്വഭാവാൻ പ്രതിബോധയൻ സദസമീക്ഷയാ മോഹവിഹാരം ഇഹസേ തസ്യൈവ ദേ മൂസ്തവനാസ്ത്രലോക്യാം ശാന്താമശാന്താം ഉദ്മുട്മൂഢയോനയ ശാന്താപ്രിയസേ അധുനാ വിധം സദാം സ്ഥാതുശ്ചതേ ധർമ്മപരീപ്സയേ ഹദാ അപരാധ സകൽഭർത്രാ സോഢവ്യസ്വ പ്രജാകൃത ക്ഷന്തുമർഹസി ശാന്താത്മൻമൂഢസ്യ ത്വാമജാനത അനുഗൃഹീഷു ഭഗവൻ പ്രാണാം സജതി പന്നക സ്ത്രീണാം സാധുസൂച്യാനാം പതിപ്രാണ പ്രതീയതാം വിദേഹിദേകിങ്കിരീണമനുഷ്ഠേയം തവാജ്ഞയ യച്ഛ്രദ്ധയ അനുതിഷ്ഠൻ വൈമുച്യതേ സർവതോഭയാൽ ശ്രീശുഭവാചാം ഇത്തം സനാഗപത്നിർഭഗവാൻ സമഭിഷ്ടുതാ മൂർച്ഛിതം ഭഗ്നശിരസം വിസസഞ്ജാംഗ്രികുട്ടനൈ പതിലബ്ധേന്ദ്രിയ പ്രാണകാളിയെ ശനകൈർഹരിം കൃഷ്ണാൻ സമുച്ചുസന്ധീന കൃഷ്ണം പ്രാഹ കൃതാഞ്ജലി കാളിയോവാച വയം ഖലാസോൽപത്യ താമസ ദീർഘമന്യവ സ്വഭാവോ ദുസ്തിജോ നാഥ ലോകാനാം യഥസദ്ഗ്രഹ ത്വയാ സൃഷ്ടമിതം വിശ്വം ദാതൃഗുണവിസർജനം നാനാസ്വഭാവീജാചോ യോനിബീജാശയാകൃതി വയം ചതത്ര ഭഗവൻ സർപ്പാജാ തിരുമന്യവ കഥം ത്യജാമസ്ത്വന്മായം ദുസ്തജാം മോഹിതാം സ്വയം Bhavan hi karanam nutra sarvajnyo jagadishwara anugraham nigraham va manyase etad videhina shreshoko vaja ityagarne vaja praha bhagavan karyamanusha natrasteyatoya sarpa samudram yahima chiram sotnyate padaradhyo godrabher bujadam nadhi ya edan samsparin matyastubhyam madanashasanam kirtayan nubhayo sandhyor nayushman bhayam apnayad yosmin snatu amada krede devadin sarpaye jale Uboshemam sparam narcher sarvabhavai pramuchyate divam ramanakam hitva kratade me muashrita yad bhayat sa suparnasvam adhyanvan padala anjitam Shri Shukavaja evamukto bhagavata krishnena albudakarmana tam pujayama samuda nagabatnyascha sadaram divyambra sangmanivi parardhira vibhushane divyagandhanule vaischa mahatyol paramaya pujayitva jagannadam prasadya prasadyagiradadvijam tada predobhyanityada parikramya abhivandyadam sakalatra sulputro deepam ardher jagamaha tada yvasamradila yamuna anruvishabhaval anugrihal bhagavata krida manusharubina Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane paramsyam samidayam dashmaskandhe purvarde kali mokshanam nama shodasho dhyaya sarvatra govinda nama sangirtanam govinda govindam Saptadashodhyaya Shri Raja Vaja Nagalayam Brahmanagam Kasmatatya Jagaliya Kratam Kimvasu Parnasetene Yena Samanjasam Shri Shukuvaja Upahari Sarpajair Masi Masi Hayobeli Vanaspatyo Mahavahu Naganam Prangni Rubida Susumbhagam Prayachandi Naga Parvani Parvani Gobidhaya Alpanasarve Suparnaya Mahalpani Vishaviri Madavishta Kadraveya Sugaliya Kadarti Kritigradam Swayamdam Bhuje Bhalim Tachrutva Gubidhavrajan Bhagavan Bhagaval Priya Vijigam, Surmahavya, Kaliam, Sabuba, Dravel, Tamapandandra Savishaidam, Tibaya, Chadaina, Astaga, that be Superman Betashadaida, Karala Jihuo, Chiso, Grelochana, Tam Tarshavutra Sanerasimaniman, Prachanda Vego, Masudanasana, Pachena Savini Hiranirojisha, Jagana Kadrusam, Gravikrama, Superna Pachabi had a Kalio, Dio Ikula, Kadam Vivesha Kalim, Yasagam, Durasadam, Tatregada, Jalagram Girdo, Bachemipsidam, divided Sobirina, Prosecutido Harel. Minans Lukidan Rashtuadina and Minabadohade, Krabaya, Soberi Praha, Tatra Teche, Mamacharin, Atra Provishagrido, Idimalsian Sakhadadi, Sadia Praner Vijay, Satyameda, Bravim Yaham, Tam Kalibaram Vedanakas Chaneliha, Aval Silkirda Bida, Krishna Janivo Viva Sida, Krishnam Khadwa, Khada, Dunish Krandam, Divas Gandavasasam, Mahamaniganagirnam, Jambuna the Berishkaram, Ulabhyoti the Savail of the Pranamiva Sava. Pramoda Mudal Pano, Goba, Pritya Bire Pire, Yashoda Rukinindo, Gopio, Gopas Chagavirava, Krishnam Sametelebdeha, Asam Lebdamanurada, Ramas Chachulamaling, Jakasasian, Pavavid, Nagaga, Vogushavel, Sole, Pire, Paramamudam, Nandam Viprasamagati, Gurava Sakalatraga, Ujaste, Kali Agresto, Dishtia, Muktastaval Maja, Dehidanam Dijadinam, Krishnam Mukti Hedavi, Nanda Pridamanarajana, Gasuvarnam, Tadadishel. Ishodabi Mahabhaga, Nashtalabda Prajavasari, Parishad Jangamaropia, Moja Shulam, Muhom. Tam Ratrim, the Trajenda, Chutrabiam Shamagarshida, Ushavajoga Sogava, Kalindiam, Ubagulada, Tatashivano, Budo, Dawag, Nisarvado, Rajam, Sutam Nishidamavatya, Padagno, Vajakrame, Tautai Sambrando, Dihimana, Rajogasa, Krishnam, Yustay Sharanam, Mayam, and Jamishwaram. Krishna Krishna Mahabhaga, He Rama, Amida Vikrama, Esha Khoranamovani, Stavagan, Grasade, Hina, Sudhasarana Swan Pahi, Kalagne, Sukhuda Prabho, Nashaktamasta Charanam, Samtyaktam Agudobhayam, Itam Sajanavai Kladyam, Nirisha, Jagadi Ishwara, Tamagni, Pabibati, Vran, Anando, Anandoman, and the Shakti Drak, the Srimad Bhagavad Mahavirani, Param Sam Samidayam, the Shamaskande Purwar, De, Dawak, the Mojanam Nama, Sapta the Show, Dhyaya. Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sangeetanam Govinda Govinda. So we will stop there today. We'll continue tomorrow with the last two chapters. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhuji, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.